And welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program. It's another Saturday. Man, I tell you, they get either shorter or longer, depending on how you look at it. My life, as I get older, the weeks come quicker, but it takes longer to get back to the mic because I'm eagerly wanting to get behind the microphone because there's so much news to talk about. But anyway, welcome to the program. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM at Rockdale, KRXT. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. What's the matter, Shelby?
Wiggle your mic.
Wiggle the mic.
Because when you touch the mic, it puts static through these
okay.
two, and you got it just
from here. Okay. Love live radio. It's great. Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, it's all put in a podcast form. And you can check it out at Podbean, Spotify, Apple. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. And to the radio show page, you get to see all the sponsors. You can listen to the last week's Saturday program real easy at the top of the page. In the middle of the page, there's a donation button. If you feel led to donate on a monthly basis to help the cause here, it would be greatly appreciated. My special guest host today is Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She is a liaison between you and the IRS. She is not an IRS agent. Christine, welcome.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be here. A glorious day in September.
Yeah. It's going to get cooler from this point on. I think
I hope
like
so.
97. Right there. Yeah. I've got another guest in, one of our sponsors, Josh Woods. We're going to be going over some really neat stuff today. Josh, it's always a pleasure to have you back in the studio. How are you doing?
Love it.
Zentex Tactical in Temple, Texas. The person who holds it all together, Shelby Meyer. Shelby, how are you doing?
I am doing good. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming on this show.
I'm a little loopy because I'm tired.
Now, the one who's going to give us a blessing today will be Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke, that singular, not possessive church and temple. It's always great to talk with him. I've got interviews with him on my Facebook page, so if you want to go check it out, the previous ones we've done, great conversation. He'll be on here, I'm assuming, at about 10:30 or so. And Judge Andy Isaacs, I doubt will be calling in today or be in the studio because I think he's on a cruise ship, so it kind of makes it difficult to do things like that. And the colonel, my wingman, he is on assignment, so I hope all of them are doing well. Lift them up in prayer for protection and goodwill. Let's do what we normally do and set the table of what we're going to discuss today. We're going to do devotional and announcements, true stories in the 11 o'clock hour, probably about 11:30. The word of the day. Now, Shelby, the colonel is not here, so I'm going to ask that you come up with a quote pretty quick. And we'll see if we can't give something away when somebody calls in. But we're going to do word of the day, quote of the day. Katie from Moz is going to be calling at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully she can finally tell us what's going on there at Moz Place at Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Christine, can you give me a teaser as to what you're going to do today?
Oh, we're talking about tax tips and strategies for small business, self-employed individuals, and a tiny bit on the SAVE program that saved my friend Larry $94,000 in student loan debt.
That's amazing. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Amazing.
Christine, do you know off the top of your head the percentage of large corporations as compared to small business? Because small
what
business runs the engines.
Small business. LLCs and sole proprietors are the most amount of business type entities that run this country in the United States.
So the information you're going to give is going to be very...
It's targeted towards sole proprietors and
right.
small business
owners. Fantastic. So stand by for that. She'll be focused in at around 10 o'clock on that. We have. You got a good quote?
I got a great quote.
All right, we'll stand by 1 second. We'll do it. Josh.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
Armor.
What kind of armor? Armor vehicles?
Body armor. Self-protection
body
armor.
In the mic.
Self-protection armor.
All right. Zentex Tactical has a large selection of body armor. And if you're not a criminal, convicted felon, you can wear body armor. And in this day and age, it's probably a good idea. So approximately 9:35, Josh and I are going to be talking about it. We'll be donning the vests. And there's different ways to build them up for whatever particular purpose you're going to apply them to. So we'll talk about that. Now, word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call at 254-697-6633, put it into a sentence and we like it, we'll give you something. I don't know. A Trump one cup.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff.
Food, lunches.
I got all kinds of food from everywhere in town.
The word of the day is impersonate. Impersonate. It's a verb. The definition is pretend to be another person as entertainment or in order to deceive someone. Comes from this headline. Chinese Influence Network used artificial intelligence to impersonate U.S. voters. Anybody got a problem with that one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. In my humble opinion, Biden is being paid off by the Chinese. Who would China want in the office? Trump or Biden? Biden. So if they're using this influence network with AI to impersonate U.S. voters, who knows? Who knows how legit the elections have been? I'll get into that in a little bit later. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Put the word impersonate into a sentence, and you get something. Shelby, you got something for me?
I do. The quote of the day, it stems from 1988. That's when this was published. So, a generation which ignores history has no past and no future.
Say it again.
A generation which ignores history has no past and no future.
You said it was 1988? Mm-hmm. I have an idea, just based on the way it's worded.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it, but give me a call, 254-697-6633. If you know the author of the quote, and you can put the word of the day into a sentence, I'll give you a $40 gift card to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. Woo!
Dang, can I call in?
No, you can't. Now, if you only get one or the other...
Right.
You get one or the other, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place. So you can't beat that. Good eating. And we'll be talking to Katie at the bottom of the hour. Let me continue on here. CNBC's, that is formerly the Consumer News and Business Channel, CNBC's Halima Croft, she says, we can't release from drained SPR, Strategic Petroleum Reserve, so we're having to hope the Saudis will produce more oil. Now, if I remember correctly, President Donald Trump filled up the strategic petroleum reserves when prices were the cheapest, and Biden gives them out when prices are the most expensive. There is no more petroleum oil to give out. He cannot alter the price of the oil. Now we're begging the Saudis for oil. How weak-footed is that? New York City Mayor Eric Adams warns illegal migrants will destroy New York City. Mm. Biden considers requiring illegal aliens to remain in Texas.
So they can destroy Texas, right?
Right.
And Biden, you're like this one, Christine. Biden launches nationwide workforce initiative for illegal aliens. Will they be calling you for services?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So I put these three together specifically. And then there's the fourth one that kind of goes with it. Representative Elise Stefanik describes surge in illegal migrants at the northern border unprecedented. We are being invaded. This is a military coup on us. We're being invaded. Get your head out of your phones. Wake up to the situation. We're being infiltrated, and it's being allowed from the top. They could stop this immediately. But they're not, and they do it for nefarious reasons. And I'm talking the ones, the puppet masters. Governor Newsom, I won't run in 2024. Kamala Harris, the natural successor to Biden.
Natural successor.
I've been seeing too much chatter about Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Well, here's the other article. It goes, Harris says she's ready to step into role of president if Biden is unwell. Mm-hmm. May have to take over. They're setting it up. They're setting it up. Biden will not make, I'm going to guess Biden won't make the election.
No.
He cannot stand up to Trump. No. He can't do the debates.
He can't stand up, period.
Physically. Forget mentally, physically.
He can't stand up, period.
Did you see the Medal of Honor ceremony?
Oh, my gosh.
That was terrible.
If you haven't seen it, there was a captain from Vietnam. Helicopter pilot, was it?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. He's getting the Medal of Honor. Biden's up there. Putting the award on him. When it's done, people applaud. And it appeared to me, the way he was walking up the aisle, is he thought it was the State of the Union address, and he's getting applauded after finishing his speech. He just walked off before that, what, benediction?
Before anything. He put the medal on him, stepped to the side, and then just walked right down the aisle.
And like, people are applauding. He's standing up there, yeah, that's me, that's me.
I felt bad for the guy. I mean, he was like, oh, I don't know what to do.
This would be the worst.
This is the first time I've been up here.
Any time in history to receive something from the president. Yeah. It used to be like, I'm going to get a reward from the president. Now it's like, right. I got to get a reward from the president. It's a bummer.
I know. If, like, there are certain presidents, if they said they're going to have dinner at my house, I said, sorry, Burger King's down the road, you know? I'm not going to do it. I just can't do it.
Ankle.
And I
Speaking about dinner at your house, you see Massachusetts talking about wanting families in Massachusetts to adopt migrant families to live in their home. If they I've have heard, an extra room in their house.
I've heard variations of that. I haven't heard that specifically.
Yeah, it was her speech. If you have an extra room in your house and you want to adopt a family, a migrant family, contact
I'm not talking to you with common sense out there. I'm talking to people out there who have got their head in their phones or the head up their fourth point of contact. What are you thinking? What is your problem? And I'll tell you what I think the problem is. And I've said it over and over and over again. America doesn't change. The people are changing. They're being corrupted by social thought process, socialism. So the people of today, the younger generation of today, thinks this is America the way it is.
Yeah. Right.
When you start going back to the way it's supposed to be, it's like, oh, no, you're the terrorist. You're the crazy person. So, no, I'm the one protecting what it is, which is allowing you to be stupid.
That just goes back to history repeats itself. I mean, it's the same. Strong men make for weak people. Strong men make for weak times. Weak times make for strong people.
I'm going to a break. 20 seconds. Let me do another one here. See, Biden considers... I already did that one. Here we go. George Steffi Stephanopoulos, ABC host, shocked by new polls showing Trump and Biden tied in potential matchup despite Trump's legal baggage.
They're not tight.
We'll be back.
Had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, in with a whole bunch of well-seasoned spokes in the studio. I'm blessed to be among them. We have a caller on the line who's calling for the word of the day, which is fantastic. And I've got the caller. This mic is dead, so don't forget that. Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to?
Doug Williams.
Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm all right.
Good to know. Good to know. Let me read the definition. Let me read where the word comes from, and then we'll hear your sentence, okay? The word of the day is impersonate. Right. It's a verb. Definition is pretend to be another person as entertainment or in order to deceive someone. And I got the word from the headline, Chinese Influence Network used artificial intelligence to impersonate U.S. voters. So with that, you got the word impersonate. You're going to put it into a sentence. Go ahead, buddy.
You can get in big trouble if you impersonate a law enforcement officer.
Ding, 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 ding. You got that right. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Doug, I got some options.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to have my faithful board operator here tell you what the options are.
So you can get a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place, a Trump coffee mug, or if you're local in Cameron, I don't know if you're local in Milam County, but we have pretty much something for a meal for any restaurant you have, like a Honcho in Texas, Dairy Queen, El Charro, whichever one you want. Which one would you like?
Oh, man, give me Echo in Texas.
Honcho in Texas? Okay, I'll have it. What's your name?
Doug Williams.
I'll have it up here for you, Doug.
All right.
Doug, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. And don't forget to pick up your prize here and tell everybody you know to take a listen to the show, okay?
10-4.
All right, buddy. Take care. Now, let me get back to setting the table here. I want to go back over George Steffi Stephanopoulos, ABC host. Shocked by new polls showing Trump and Biden tied in potential matchup despite Trump's legal baggage. I think, you know what's weird? Trump says things, and I'm already thinking them. Because I was saying this a long time ago when he got his impeachments. I said, those are badges of honor. Now, with his indictments, he's saying, I wear them as a badge of honor. And I totally agree. Every time these fools do something to this guy, the population realizes it's all crooked for political purposes and they're joining the bandwagon when it comes to Trump. Trump is the only person who's going to be able to save this country. I know there's people out there who just go want to vomit when I say that, but it's the truth. And the reason being is he's independent. He's got 4 years of history as a president of the United States. You saw what he did. The media didn't want it because they realized, oh my gosh, this guy's going to get in. He's going to change the whole system. We've got to corrupt the public in the way they think. We got to try and knock him down. Then they get him out of office and they're going to, for the January 6th thing, the indictments are coming and the court cases are coming right before debates are coming up. They're doing it all on purpose. So when he says the matchup, he's surprised with the matchup, that's baloney. Biden is dead in the water. They're doing whatever they can to make the numbers float for him. Group files, 14th Amendment. Here's another situation they're trying to get Trump out of the system. Group files, 14th Amendment lawsuit to keep Donald Trump off the Colorado ballot. It's not going to fly. It's not going to fly. If you read the 14th Amendment and see what they're trying to get him on, it doesn't fly. Trump's event with Christine Noem fuels 2024 vice president pick speculation. In my other program, me and my ditch doctor, my previous executive producer, we would talk about this all the time. We talked about Ron DeSantis and we talked about Christy Noem, South Dakota. And what I said was, they're good, but they're not ready. Proof in the pudding here is DeSantis is blowing up. He shouldn't have done what he did. He's not ready. And he needs to just walk away. Christy Noem, however, if she gets for a vice president pick, she's a woman. Kamala Harris broke that glass ceiling. Okay, so getting a woman as a VP is not a problem. And then I like her, and she runs South Dakota very well, and she supports Donald Trump. So it looks like a very good combination there. Who knows if it's going to work, but that's the deal. That's what's going on. Keep an eye out for it. Democrat Party chairwoman. Oh, you'll like this one. Josh, you'll like this one about law enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
Democrat Party chairwoman who once called to defund the police is carjacked and assaulted in Minneapolis.
I hate to laugh.
Reap what you sow.
Now, I do not wish any harm on any of these people.
No harm.
But what's,
skin in the game.
But what's interesting, yeah, skin in the game. What's interesting is she thanked law enforcement. She says, we need to get these people off the street. We need to get the illegal guns off the street. And I got no problems with illegal guns.
Nope. Of course not.
And we need to get these criminals off the street. Well, you know, defunding the police doesn't help the cause. Political commentator Megyn Kelly says she regrets getting a COVID vaccine after developing an anti-immune issue. Mm-hmm. Megyn has come around, too. All right, this next headline, I got it in here for a specific reason. Radio host Howard Stern admits fear of new COVID strain has caused fights with his wife. Quote, I'm scared. Neurotic. Neurotic is mental, emotional, or physical reactions that are drastic and irrational. Let me tell you why I bring this into the mix. You've got Howard Stern, a big shock jock. He has money. He has power with his words and influence. And if you have listened to him during the COVID situation, he's calling people like us or me who says, no way, I don't believe it. I'm not wearing no mask. That I'm the crazy person. I'm the criminal. I'm this, that, or the other. And here he admits he's just a scared old man. He's neurotic. So you're going to push on your bully pulpit your scared, fearful thoughts out to the public and cause, like, I don't know, what would be, like, yelling fire in a theater.
Mass hysteria.
You got to be careful who's talking to you. And the media is one of the biggest ones. Continuing. Horrified hospital employee leaks DEI training pushing three-year-olds identifying as transgender. Got to pause on that one. Christians attack ChatGPT generated fake Bible verse about Jesus endorsing transgenderism.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear Father John's.
Father John has to say about that.
All right, so there we go. That's the table set. We'll talk about these things as we go on during the show. Now, Judge Andy Isaacs is not here, so I'll be saying it in the revival prayer and doing the devotional myself. I like Andy to do it because he's a much better man than I am, but it doesn't matter. I'm cleansed. So I'm going to lift up this country and all of us in prayer, and then I'll do the devotional. I say, Lord, thank you so much for your blessings that you can't count them. They're so numerous. This country is a miracle that you've blessed us with. I ask that you put in all of our hearts the desire to turn 180 degrees, to repent, and to put you in first place, proper place, number one, numero uno, big cheese. You know, you're the one. If we do everything with you first, things will turn around. And we're screaming in unison. We want to be the widow bugging the judge. And you'll just say, okay, okay. So we scream up to you, Lord. We want revival. We want to change this thing around. Help us to do so. I do devotionals Monday through Friday to a long list of people. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And today is no different. I usually pick one during the course of the week to read today. And I picked yesterday's devotional. It reads, good morning. In the turbulent times we live in, there have been calls for revolution. No, my brothers and sisters, not revolution, but restoration. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. I continue. Once we all put God back in his rightful place, always first, things will start to turn around for this nation. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that there be united in the same mind and the same judgment. I continue. Our nation is a miracle given to us by God. All that we have is from him and on loan to be cared for and nurtured. Let's take out the anger, angst, separation, and division that is
proliferating.
Thank you. This nation and fill it back up with love for one another. Colossians 3:14. And above all, put on love. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And I close. We can do this. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Why are you laughing?
I touched the mic.
I looked at him.
Don't touch the mic, man. These are sensitive mics. They really are.
It's just that one. When it's touched, it knocks these other ones out of whack. So it's something to do with
life. I wonder if anybody can hear you from over there without a microphone.
They can hear me here.
I know, but that's...
I asked Anito before, and he says he can hear me some. Like, I'm not as good heard right here, but he can hear what I'm saying over here.
Okay.
But not like this.
Do your quote of the day again. No dead air.
I gotta open it. No, I got it.
It's a three-hour program.
I got it right here. A generation which ignores history has no past and no future. And that was documented in 1988.
If I lipped who it is, would you tell me?
Yeah.
Was I right? No? You don't have to lip no.
Oh,
you can say no.
No.
Anybody in here got a guess? Don't say it.
It does start with an R, though.
Ronald Reagan.
But it's not... He said Ronald
Reagan. Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
And you're not supposed to say it audibly.
Oh, sorry.
But that was wrong. But it does start with an R.
R. 1988. I got to think. I bet you I know who it is. But I'm not going to say it because you may scream it out. Somebody may scream it out. We'll save it for after the break. And I got 30 seconds?
No.
30 seconds. We'll be back in three. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Thank you, Shelby. Thank you. Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. No Moz. No Moz?
No Moz.
No Moz? No Katie from Moz. I'm telling you, they're extremely busy. They're growing and expanding, but let me tell you a little bit about them. Moz Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Harker Heights. Great food, great atmosphere, great prices. You go in there, you order something, it hangs off the plate, basically. There's so much food on the plate. You leave, bring a dolly to carry out, because if you don't, you'll be rolling out. And check them out and support the sponsors who support the program, okay? You got Vicky out there, Katie, and they're opening something up across the street that's going to be really cool once you hear about what it is. And hopefully I'll tell you what, I need to just get Vicky on. We'll get her into the studio and we'll talk to her. Food, yeah, it's
yes,
a good idea.
Yes,
cater, we'll pay.
All right, so check it out, Moz Place. And if you can't remember that, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and scroll down, and you'll see her icon there. Click on it, take you right to her website, and you can look at the menu. Right now, who I have in the studio with me, Josh Woods from Centex Tactical, longtime sponsor of the program. Josh knows his stuff. If you're watching us live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com, you've noticed we've donned our equipment. And Josh, once again, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about body armor, right? Because there's so many different types and what you can do with it and how you wear it and so on and so forth. Let's talk about it.
All right.
What is it? What do you use it for? What's the different types, shapes, and sizes?
Okay, so starting off with like law enforcement, what they wear just on a daily is what we call second chance vest or soft body armor.
All right.
Generally, it's a level 3A. Which are pistol caliber rated. Some of them have threes, which are up to 7.62. And then you have level 4, which is what I wear, and that's rated up to 30 millimeter.
All right, let's do this again, because a lot of people who have thought about it, they have no clue what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's three or four different levels? There's three plus, four.
Ooh, they have twos. There's straight stab resistant vests that a lot of correctional guys wear. But it's all NIJ standards, and you can look that up online to find out if you have one and you don't know what the 3 or the 3 plus means. You just Google NIJ standards and it'll tell you exactly what that rating means. Or you can just print off a list. I have a list with all of our armor, a little chart that tells you what each one does and what it's rated mm-hmm. for and what it's supposed to stop. So,
I'll tell you what, we got a caller. Let's just take a cold call. Go ahead and pick it up. You already hung up? Okay, keep going. I'll tell you what.
It's ringing in there.
Let me go get it.
Let's do this, Josh. Let's take one at a time. Let's just talk about soft vests or soft plates and what their categories are. Why would somebody want it? Where would you use it? How would you carry it? Let's go over in detail, nice and easy. We've got plenty of time.
So, soft armor is for your... I don't want to say every day because I carry my heavy armor with me every day.
Same here.
I mean, it's always in my vehicle just in case something happens. I mean, I'd rather have it, not need it, than to need it, not have it. But when I was working patrol, I always wore soft armor. It's either underneath the uniform. And soft armor, all it is it's not, you can't get the same protection you get from hard plates with soft armor, but it is protection. So it's easily concealable. I have one that I wear in my backpack.
Well, let's bring that up, too. There, people can put these in their briefcase, their suitcase, in their backpack.
They make them in all kinds of different sizes for some of them. Some companies even make them for specific backpacks that the backpack has a pocket in it mm-hmm. specifically for soft armor.
Well, picture yourself carrying a briefcase. We'll talk to the guys first. You got a briefcase and you got soft armor in there in one of the side panels. Something goes down and you hold the briefcase up in front of you. There's some form of protection to a certain degree. Now, with rifles, it's going to go right through that with rifle. But hopefully...
Not always. It only guarantees it'll stop 244 Magnum.
I've seen too many videos of rifle rounds
going
through.
I've seen soft plates stop rifle rounds. So it can stop it. It's just how lucky... Yeah, you don't depend on it. You only depend on what it says it'll stop. But it's still protection. It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
And but it may slow down enough to where...
But the attitude should be, this is for pistol. If I'm worried about the rifle, then we need to get a rifle plate. Now, they come in different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear them different ways. They've got shirts that you can put them in. They've got the carrier that you got on now. I've got on now. We could either use our hard plates or soft plates or steel. You got ceramic plates, steel plates, soft plates, and the soft plates is just laminated materials that are compressed under a certain amount of pressure.
The soft plates, or it's Kevlar cloth layered.
Layered cloth, right?
Yep, layered Kevlar, and I mean it's flexible. You can do whatever you want with it. For the most part, the only thing that messes with it is if it gets soaked and you don't properly dry it out, it can start breaking down the Kevlar mm-hmm. within it.
Well, same thing on ceramics too. You got to be careful of that. But we'll talk about that in a minute. What's also nice about this, if you wanted to, you could wrap these things around your arms, your legs, tape them up, and you're protecting your whole body.
Yeah.
So there's a lot you can do with a soft plate. What's one of these plates run?
So these ones start out about $90 to $100, depending on manufacturer and all that. Some, you know, name brands cost more than other name brands. As far as
which
one works the best, every armor that we carry, I've reviewed on YouTube. Not me personally, but I've looked at all the reviews from Garen Thumb, people like that, that I trust their opinion and that they're not getting paid off to do anything. And all of ours do what they say they're going to do, according to their videos now. They're not my armor. I didn't pay for them. It's not my store. If they were mine, I would go and shoot them at the range just to verify.
I've gotten the armor from Centex, and I've looked at videos that were shooting at the same armor,
mm-hmm.
and it does what it's supposed to do. And if you start shooting rifles straight at it, it's going to go through it.
Yeah.
Now, if you have this soft armor in a briefcase and there's a book or a notepad or something like that and all this other material in the way, it may help slow down a rifle race, but I'm not going to guarantee it. Okay.
No.
I'm not going to bet my life on it.
No, I only guarantee what the NIJ rating of it is.
And talk about that again.
So, and the NIJ rating is, it is tested, and that is the rating that they give it that guarantees that it'll stop that specific round or up to that specific round. So in like the 3A is up to 44 Magnum.
Now, what are the brands, in case somebody's interested in going to your store to buy one of these, maybe they want to do their homework on it, what are the brands of soft armor that you're carrying?
So we carry Vizum and Tactical Scorpion.
Where's Vizum made? Is that...
It's made in the U.S.
U.S.?
Exactly.
Not sure?
I don't know what state it's made in.
Okay.
But it's a division of NC Star, I believe.
Isn't that Chinese?
No.
All right, do your homework. All right, so anyway, we've got different sizes. What are the basic sizes? 11, 14?
11 by 12, 10 by 8, 11 by 14. Vizum makes them in all kinds of stuff. Those are the ones that I run in my backpack. And they have one that's like 6 inches wide and 14 inches long, which
side panels
goes with my my sling bag. So it's the exact length as my mm-hmm. sling bag. And, I mean, it fits right in there fine. And then... Now, and then I could take the hard frame out of it as well, so because it's rigid with the plate in there or the soft armor in there.
Now, based on your history and your background, wearing a soft vest, how easily concealable is it if somebody wanted to wear one on their person?
Very. I can wear a t-shirt and you don't know I'm wearing it.
What kind of carrier are you holding it in?
Generally, it's a soft carrier with just Velcro attachments. They're real thin. With the armor in it, they're maybe a half inch at the biggest.
Now, you and I are about the same size. I got the largest plate I could get, soft plate. And I got the carrier, and it sticks out. Are you getting one to minimizing the bulk so it doesn't show up?
Yeah, I cover vitals. Basically, I cover my heart, and that's about it.
Yeah, the ones I had before I wanted to cover as much as I could, but now I'm at that point I want to just minimize bulk because...
What if they shoot you in the stomach or the side?
I can still fight.
That's great.
What if it's like the side right here and it goes through your lungs?
Speaking of
still lungs. Fight. If I get hit in the heart, I can't fight. That's game over.
Oh, so. And Vizum was... Florida?
Now look, if you get shot in the head, it's over. If you get shot in a vital, it's over. But what this is going to do is slow it down. That's why you carry a tourniquet.
I mean, it's the same with the pro masks in the military. They're not going to save your life. Mm-hmm. They prolong your life
right. So
you can fight longer. But you're still going to die from whatever gas it is that they hit you with. Right. I mean, it's just the nature of it. So,
all right,
yeah, vitals are the most important thing. I mean, depending on your will, if you're a quitter, you'll quit if you get hit in the lungs or something like mm-hmm. that. I've been shot twice in the plates, no penetration to the body, but I didn't even know it till 20 minutes after the whole ordeal was over.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
And that's just adrenaline. Dang. And as long as it doesn't hit a vital organ that's going to bring you down, you will probably won't even know until after it's done.
What kind of plate were you having?
Zappies.
Okay. Zappies. So would you agree, correct me if you think I'm wrong, would you agree that the majority of the people who are interested in having a tactical vest would probably go soft plate? Think about the lifestyles.
So I had a gentleman come in yesterday, and that's all he wanted was a soft plates. And his main reason is because he didn't want to get in trouble with his wife for spending the money on the hard plates. I was like, well,
she can argue.
I'd rather sleep on
dead.
The couch than
in a coffin.
I mean, she'll get over it.
I got about 20 seconds here, so we'll finish it up with the soft plate. When we come back, we'll talk about steel plates, and then we'll definitely hit the ceramics.
Okay.
But soft plates, Centex Tactical, Temple, Texas, they've got them all. Soft plate, steel plate, ceramic plates. Good prices, good people, sponsor the program. You can put your hands on these, and you got Josh here. He knows what he's talking about. Okay, so we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll continue on with the conversation.
Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing up the final segment of the first hour. Two more hours to go. I'm here with Josh Woods from Centex Tactical, and we're talking body armor. We just got done talking about soft plates. We're going to shift over now to steel plates. If you got a question for Josh, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Like to hear what you got to say. Josh, steel plates.
All right, so steel plates, upgrade from the soft armor. The biggest difference is that you can get up to a level 4 on the steel plates, which will stop 30 millimeter, or is supposed to stop 30 millimeter. Every video I've watched on it, it still does, but you never know. And is the weight. So they are significantly heavier.
Okay, let me interrupt here.
Well, and the price is about the same.
Really?
For the soft and the steel.
Steel, yeah. Now, let me interrupt on this. I am physically disabled. I have lots of problems. You can't tell, but structurally, I've got challenges. Mm. And I've got my tactical vest that I've got three different ones for different purposes. The ones I had steel plates in was compressing my back so much I couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched out to ceramics. And by doing that, and we'll get to ceramics in a minute, by doing that, I eliminated almost 24 pounds of weight from my vest. So if you're a young buck or Jane out there who can handle steel plates, it's one of the cheaper, most safest things to go if you can handle it.
Yeah. And then with that, so you're looking at 7 to 10 pounds, depending on the size of the plate and the cut on it. If it has the full gunfighter cut, which is cut at the top and then cut angled at the bottom.
Cut at the top. If I'm doing this on Facebook here. And they got some cuts on the bottom, too. What do they call this?
Same angled cuts.
Yeah. What's this one called?
That's the Savvy.
Okay.
Which will decrease the weight a little bit. And it's still protecting your vitals, but it's still so much heavier than the soft armor. And then you additionally, you have to worry about sprawling, depending on what kind of
explain what
carrier
that, is.
That you have. So
explain what that is.
Sprawling is when a round impacts onto the plate, the shrapnel from the lead projectile has got to go somewhere. It's not going through the plate because it's harder than the projectile, so it's going to go up and down. So if you don't have a decent carrier that's going to catch that, then you have to worry about that coming up under your chin, and it will penetrate. As far as kill, I don't know, could.
I don't know. It depends on the fragment. Depends where it hits, you know. You nick a jugular, and who knows what will happen.
They do make some steel plates with the sprawling protection on it. They are harder to find now than they were more prevalent.
If somebody got steel plate, could they makeshift that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What would be a recommendation as to what you could use? Wraps of duct tape?
Oh, for the sprawling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Duct tape or just a good carrier. A good carrier that's lined with a little bit of protection in it as well. Kind of like soft armor, but not rated like that. Any fragmentation protection within your carrier.
If you're a shooter out there and you shoot at a steel target, or if you shoot in a range and you get to see what happens when it hits the backstop and it bounces back, you notice that the jacket usually comes off the lead bullet a lot of times. Fragmentation flies around. Well, that's happening about 6 inches away from your chin. If they're hitting center mass or somewhere else, yeah. For guys, a little bit more private.
More important.
Yeah, right.
I don't care about my chin.
Not that
just care about my head, right?
But it does serve its purpose, though. It is going to stop the round probably better than anything else. Steel plates can take multiple hits in the same spot. And like the ceramics,
let's not talk about the ceramics yet. So let's recap. We got the soft armor for lightweight, for smaller calibers in most cases.
Kind of stab proof?
No.
What is stab? You said something with stab proof.
So there's an NIJ rating for stab vests.
Oh.
Correction officers usually wear them.
Yeah,
a knife can penetrate this because it's designed to stop blunt trauma, not a sharp piercing.
Okay.
So now the steel and the ceramic plates will stop a knife, obviously. I mean, hopefully it'd break it, but there are soft vests that stop knives that are only made for knives.
Okay.
Soft armor, easy conformability, lightweight, price is good. Steel plate, it's not going anywhere. It'll protect you. And then now we're moving into ceramics. What is so good? What's so great? What's the big deal, Josh, about ceramics? Why I only have three sets of them?
Weight. So, do you need ceramics? No. If you wear this stuff professionally, within your profession, yes. So, it's like you were having issues with back compression wearing the steel plates. So my ceramic plates, maybe 2 pounds.
Well, I've got my vest on right now, and I don't feel a problem at all.
Right.
I mean, the weight is displaced really well. My spine is fine. You put those steel plates on, though. My gosh, what a difference.
So, I mean, the longest I've worn, I was on a 13-hour standoff in SWAT, and I was fine the whole time wearing these same plates with the soft plate in it as well. I mean, there's... It's... You can't beat it compared to steel. Now, the steel will stop more. So the downside to the ceramic plates is you're not supposed to take more than 3 rounds within like a 2 square inches or it'll penetrate. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't seen it. And
I have seen it anywhere from 3 to 6 rounds close by proximity of the next shot, and it's going to start deteriorating the whole thing.
Now, I've seen one stop 6 rounds. But I mean, they weren't within 2 square inches, but I've seen one plate stop 6 rounds.
You got to be realistic, though. If you're in a situation like that, unless you're in actual combat, but if you're in a situation and you get a shot or two and you're not smart enough to take cover at that point, I can't help you.
Right, and that's where I seen it at, was in Afghanistan. One of my battle buddies took 6 rounds in the chest and fine. I mean, he's bruised up and stuff, but then. So the ceramic's done what it's supposed to do, but they only guarantee that it'll stop 3 rounds within the 2 square inch. Any more than that, they're not guaranteeing it.
Right.
So.
All right. Talk about the taking care of each type of one. The steel is pretty much obvious, but you don't want it to. Just explain how you take care of a ceramic, soft plate.
So your soft and your ceramic plates, you don't want to submerge in water if you don't have to. If you do, you need to make sure you properly dry them. Don't let them just hang to dry. You need to get them dried off as quick as you can. Prevents mold and all that stuff from forming them. I mean, not so much mold in the ceramic, but there is some Kevlar weave inside the ceramic, so that can mold as well. And all that will just start deteriorating the properties that makes it bullet resistant. Steel plates, you don't really have to worry about that much. You still don't want to drop them if you can avoid it. I mean, who knows? I'm not a metallurgist, so... Who knows what happens to D2 steel when you drop it on the ground?
It's a piece of equipment to protect your life. Yeah. Take care of it accordingly.
You take care of it, it'll take care of you, is the biggest thing. Same with Kevlars. I mean, that's hard. It's hard Kevlar. Same thing. You don't want to get that submerged if you don't have to.
How about the sweat aspect of things?
Sweat's generally fine, especially with your vest should absorb most of that stuff. As far as sweating and stuff like that, and on the Kevlar is your headband.
Now, I've gone I've gone one step further than that, though. I've got one of them I got wrapped up in Ziplocs, another one wrapped in Saran wrap just to keep the moisture off the plates themselves.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to go that route, I would use those food saver bags, the ones that vacuum seal it.
Because
then you know there's not any moisture. You're not trapping moisture in there with it. So... With Ziploc bags and stuff like that, you're going to get moisture. It's going to get trapped with it. It'll take longer, but it still can break down your Kevlar and stuff like that. So the food saver bags or anything that vacuums out the air, because it'll take the moisture with it.
Very good. Now, just as important are side plates. I've got on my vest, I've got side plates on right now, because we were talking about, who was it that got shot in the side?
Oh, a bunch of cops.
Oh, was it Josh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Josh, local police, got shot in the side. And it's unfortunate. If he had a side plate, hopefully it could have stopped it. But so those are important, and they come in different sizes as well. You've got the carriers. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about your carriers, different brands, prices?
So our carriers, we carry, our primary carrier is HRT. If you know anything about carriers, or if you like Haley Strategic, you'll recognize the HRT ones as well. They're kind of like not a knockoff. I mean, they're different, but they have the same goal or mindset. So they use the placards instead of, you know, just permanently attaching stuff or just putting molly all over the front. So I can change this depending on which weapon system I'm running. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I got it set up for my SMG. If I want to run my 223, I just switch the placard or pull the inserts out and put my M4 inserts in it. If I'm running my M14, same thing, just switch the placard. And it's just buckles, and then you pull, it's Velcroed on there as well, and you just pull it off and switch out what you need.
Now, if you're the homeowner looking for the apocalypse, you know, zombie apocalypse, you don't need anything high speed. Something that works, it's great. You don't have to spend that much money. But if you're going to be doing this is your lifestyle. Depending on what you buy, it's just like if you get a rifle. The rifle's only as good as the scope you put on it, right?
Well, is that soft? It's only as good as the shooter.
That's true, too.
Soft and bite-proof.
Bite-proof?
Bite.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie apocalypse.
Cover it, yeah, if you tape it on your forearms and stuff like that, yeah, you should be good. And then, you know, we carry Condor, and they, believe it or not, have came a long way since I first started getting into buying this kind of stuff. Double stitching on everything. I can't complain about any of their stuff. I haven't wore it just because I already have my own armor system, so I don't want to spend more money.
If you had a minute and a half and your life depended on it to tell everybody what you've got going on in Syntex Tactical, what would you say?
All right. Body armor, we got it. Kevlars, we got it. Level 3, some level 4. Carriers, you can't go wrong with any carriers that we have in the store. They all work very well, and we have varying price ranges depending on your level of income or what how much you're willing to commit to the armor. And then any accessories you need for your firearms to give you an advantage, we carry those as well.
All right, let me take it over. Look, they got everything. They really and they continue to grow, and they're online, and you can check them out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, Syntex Tactical, click on it. There they are. Josh, I think you're going to be staying for the show?
Yeah.
Great. So if you got any questions, you can call up later. But when we come back from the break, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, she's going to be telling us what to do, what not to do. She's got her book here, and she's got great things to tell you. We'll be back in 3.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Syntex Tactical, right here in Temple, has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear, to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Syntex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue, or check them out on the web at syntextacticalgear.com. Get Syntex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number two. We're simulcasting at KXRT, 98.5 FM out of Rockdale, also right here, right now at 105.1 FM, The Ranch. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. Had a great conversation with Josh from Centex Tactical about body armor. Check them out. Got a lot of stuff there, too. I want to make one more comment, too. I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tire for sponsoring the devotional and revival prayer section of the program. I've been doing business with Casey for over 20-something years. They've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do the same for you. They've got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Right now with me in the studio, my special guest host, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. It's always a pleasure to have you, Christine. Welcome.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be here. If you would like to reach me, I'm at 737-234-0196. That's 737-234-0196. So I'm going to talk a little bit today about, I haven't done this for a while, what an enrolled agent is, what I can do for you if you have tax problems. And I've had a great week. I was on three different podcasts. That was really exciting. So I have all this, top of mind stuff with how to avoid trouble with the IRS. Here you were showing us and teaching us how to avoid death or, you know, major
fragmentation,
you know, major trauma to the organs. Well, I'm going to, you know, tell you how to avoid trouble with the IRS. So an enrolled agent is a licensed tax professional, and specifically what I do is negotiate tax debt settlements for individuals and businesses. So if you ever have an IRS problem, give me a call. I'll help you out. Mm-hmm. But the credential is awarded. It's the highest award the IRS gives after you pass a series of exams on business tax law, ethics, and personal income tax. And so people come to me, sadly, after the fact, because they've not done the basic things they need to do, the basic things I wrote about in this book, How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, the 10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed Gig Worker and Indie Contractor.
Do they come to you because of ignorance, neglect?
Neglect.
So neglect, they knew, they just didn't do it.
They knew, but they didn't do it. And I had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday. Oh, gosh. I talked to him 2 years ago. He had an IRS problem. And at the time, he owed about, I think it was like $15,000 or $20,000. And he was interviewing me and another guy for tax resolution services. So he's telling me yesterday, I made a mistake. I went with the other guy. I'm like, how much did that cost you? He spent $11,000 with the other guy. And the other guy did nothing for him. Wow. No services, nothing. And I'm like, well, let's you and I have a conversation now, and we'll see where we can put you. But now he owes $80,000.
How does that happen, Christine, where somebody, he goes
people
to this other
choices.
Person.
People have choices.
I know, but the person goes to the other person. And is the person a fraud that he went to?
I don't know if they were a fraud. I can't speak to that. But they didn't deliver on what they said they were going to do, which is...
Isn't that like a problem when you pay somebody to help you and they don't help you? Isn't that fraud?
Well, I don't know if it's fraud. It's just not delivering on the thing you said you were going to deliver on.
It's not criminal.
That's maybe bad customer service is what that is.
It's not criminal. It's civil.
Right. You know, what were you saying earlier? There's you can't, something about stupid, you know,
you can't fix stupid.
So anyway, so I felt bad for him, but it's like, well, you know, lesson learned, I guess. So he may or may not work with me, and we're going to have another conversation. But the point is that if you are in trouble with the IRS and you do need tax resolution services, someone to negotiate for you, you need to check them out. You need to ask some questions about, hey, you know, if I pay you X amount of dollars up front, are you going to come back later and say, oh gosh, we need to charge you more money because I didn't expect this other thing to happen? And it's like, no. When people work with me, they know up front what they're going to pay, and there's a range depending on what kind of service they might need. So I give them a range, but they have it all in paperwork. It's an engagement letter. It's two pages, what I will do, what I won't do, what you can expect from me, what I expect from you as my customer. A lot of people, they'll hire me, and then what will happen is they slowly let the information trickle in that I need to help them. They kind of have this big sigh of relief. Okay, now I got someone working for me, and they don't follow through on their part, which is unfortunate, and then I have to go chase them for information, and that can get a little bit tedious. But anyway, so that was that gentleman's story. We'll see if we work together. A couple of quick notes for all of you self-employed people out there and those of you that run an S-Corp or a partnership. Next Friday, September 15th, I'm self-employed. You all have businesses. I don't know what kind of business you have, but your self-employment tax payments are due Friday. The IRS is waiting for them. You have a puzzled look on your face, Matt. I know your self-employment tax. I know that Glenda's getting that money ready to send.
I don't know what that is. It's not puzzled.
I told you just a long time ago, I'm the hub, and I hang around Seasoned Oak Spokes because I'm dumber than a rock. Three-minute egg, okay? Paint drying on a wall, rust on a car, that type of stuff.
Et cetera, et cetera, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, those payments are due at the IRS, and I'm getting ready to send my payment in. It's due Friday. I want to talk a little bit about best ways to get your money to the IRS. You can still send a check. You can still send a money order. If you want to send in a payment, I don't recommend doing that because a human being at the IRS is going to get that check once it goes to the mailroom, and you are depending on them to properly key in your social or whatever. And I have a little story in my book about how a taxpayer sent in a $10,000 payment and it didn't get credited to their account. And they went back and forth with the IRS for 2 or 3 years. And
let me guess, when they figured out their mistake, you still had to pay the interest the time you
did. Unfortunately, I never knew the outcome. This is when I was an analyst at the IRS and this case landed on my desk. It was a congressional case because someone had contacted their congressman like, IRS, you know, I sent $10,000. Where's my payment? Because the IRS was coming after him. You know, people were knocking on the door. And so I had to leave the case before I could find the end of it, which is unfortunate. But anyway, so best ways to get it, in my opinion, is through EFTPS, the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System. I talk about that chapter 7 in my book. And EFTPS is so simple to use, so incredibly simple. You go to EFTPS.gov, put in your name, your address. If you are an individual, sole proprietor, an LLC, you are going to select individual to set up your account with EFTPS. If you're a business owner and you have payroll, or you're with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms type of business that you get a license from them, you're going to sign up as a business in the EFTPS website. But most people, sole proprietors, LLCs, are signing up as an individual. You sign up, you get your information in, 10 days later or so, you're going to get a letter in the mail, and it's going to have a PIN number. And you take that PIN number, you go back to EFTPS, drop in your PIN, create a password, and boom, now your bank account is linked to EFTPS.
Is this when the population listening to you drops their PIN, picks it back up, and writes down your phone number?
Yes, 737-234-0196. I help individuals. I help small businesses. I walk people through this all the time. I never get tired about talking about this because it's so simple and so easy, and it saves people a ton of heartache and a ton of mess down the line. This podcast I was on the other day, this guy has been in business. He's been in business about 3-4 years, sole proprietor. He had no idea EFTPS existed. He's been just writing a check, sending it into the IRS, estimated tax payments on a quarterly basis. And I said, well, you can keep doing that, but do this other thing. It's secure. It's instant. You get confirmation the IRS has your money, which is what you want. Mm-hmm. So it's so easy to do. So EFTPS, you're going to sign up as an individual. It's the quickest, easiest, most secure way to get money to the IRS. So I want to talk a little bit now about the bank account that you need to set up. If you're a business owner, single person, making widgets, selling them out of the garage, you're a graphic designer, radio show host, whatever you may be doing as a self-employed individual, you need to set up a business bank account. I talk about that in Chapter 3 of my book. And you want to set up a business bank account so you are not commingling all of your personal money and your business money into a personal bank account. That's commingling. The IRS anticipates that you do that, and they have lots of instructions in their Internal Revenue Manuals to look for that. They expect that you are not being, air quote, prudent and reasonable, which you should be as a business owner. And so if you get selected for an exam or maybe an audit and they say, show us your bank statements, all of a sudden you have to show them your personal bank statements if your business has been transacting through that. Do you want the IRS looking at your personal bank account information?
I don't, but hell, they know what it is anyway. There's nothing the government doesn't know. They're crooked. They're cheats.
They do know a lot.
Technology. They observe. It's a nor. What's the word I'm looking for? Orwellian.
Orwellian, yeah.
Lifestyle.
Yes, yes. So they may know more about your business than you want them to, but you want to avoid it. You know, why invite the IRS in? Open up a business bank account. And I suggest if you're a new business owner, you haven't been at this, maybe you're only making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, open up three accounts, two business accounts, one for all your income to come in, another account to called your operating expense account to pay all your expenses out of that account, and then a savings account. Save some money. Put some money aside every paycheck pay yourself.
You only knew my history with checking accounts or bank accounts.
We'll talk more about that when
we come
back from the break.
No, we're not going to talk about that. But you can talk about what you want with the accounts, about what mine are. All right, we're going to take a break. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. We'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. If you got a question for Christine or Josh, me, or anybody in the room. But I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, doing a great job explaining to what we need to know as business owners so we don't get screwed in the end.
So you can avoid trouble with the IRS. Yeah, we had a great conversation off air, which has to do with how much tax is coming out of your paychecks. Now, this is obviously if you're a wage earner, if you're self-employed, unless you elect to be treated as an S-corp where you have payroll issues, you're just going to strictly have self-employment tax issues if you're a sole proprietor or an LLC. But let's say you are both in your household, one spouse has a job and one spouse is running a business, self-employed. So you have wages and you have self-employment. Now is the time to go and use the IRS withholding calculator on the IRS website. It's an estimator tool. And you need to go there and grab your pay stubs and look at all your income for the year and your expenses for the year. And you need to start plugging this information into the estimator tool. It's free. If you mess up, you just start over and you can run through the tool again.
I want to ask a stupid question.
Nope,
if
no
a business has
questions.
An accountant and you're giving information to the accountant,
yes.
Does the accountant do all that for you or you're still...
Well, ultimately, you're still, you know, on the hook.
You're on the hook. Right?
Your accountant is debits and credits and you need to send this much in and hopefully they're doing some tax planning. Because that's really what you're talking about is tax planning. Hey, the year's looking like this. So, and a lot of accountants kind of wait until the end of the year to send their clients, hey, you know, can you go buy a piece of equipment? So spend a lot of money, and so you can take a deduction on your tax return. They're waiting near the end because they don't want you, hopefully they don't want you to owe very little. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of your personal responsibility and having conversations with your accountant. Or your bookkeeper. And now is the time to do that because right now it's the beginning of September, so we have 4 months left in the year. If you use this estimator tool, and I'm bringing this example up because I just did this with someone that contacted me this past week, and this is what I was talking about during the break. We went through the estimator tool, combination of income from wages and self-employment. So they have self-employment tax as well. And we went through this tool. They were a married couple, no kids, making about $100,000 between the two of them, between self-employment and wages. And right now, they're going to owe, if they don't change anything, they're going to owe $9,000 to the IRS come April 15th of next year. And the guy's eyes were like, saucers. What? $9,000? How is this possible?
He's funding the Ukraine.
He's funding. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So we walked through this and I said, look, you have some options. If you want, there's 8 payroll cycles left, maybe 9, depending on if you're paid every 2 weeks or biweekly. It's almost the same. But basically, there's 8 payroll cycles left. Do you think you could afford to take $1,000 out of your paycheck? Whoever was the, I forget if it was the wife or the husband that had the job. Could you take $1,000 out of every paycheck and send that to the IRS withholding tax? Is that possible? And he's like, no, that is not happening. That's a lot of money to come out. That's $2,000 every month to come out of your household budget. I said, all right, how about $500? Can you take an additional $500 of withholding out of your paychecks? He said, well, you know, let me talk to my wife. We'll figure that out. If they can take $500 out every paycheck between now and the end of the year, that's $4,000 more withholding. So it takes the $9,000 bill down to a $5,000 bill, which is still a fair amount of money. So that's one option. They can also send in estimated tax payments. You don't have to wait. When you're self-employed, the IRS expects you to do this quarterly. April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, which is next week, and January 15th of the following year. You got to make those estimated tax payments. But you could send a monthly payment to the IRS if you wanted. If that works better for you, if you're going to be more disciplined, send in monthly payments. So we talked about that. It's September. I told them, go create an account with EFTPS because they didn't have one, even though they're self-employed for years. I said, you got to go create this account. Another perfect example. Go create the account. It'll take 10 days to 2 weeks. Question?
If they did month to month and they decided to go instead of the month to month to a quarter, once you're set month to month, you have to stick with month to month?
No, you can do whatever you want. Because in EFTPS, you can manually determine the date you want the IRS to automatically take the money out of your bank account.
Okay.
So I have a client up in Washington State. They're in trouble with the IRS, but I'm helping them to, you know, get out of trouble. And they make monthly estimated tax payments, because they don't have the discipline to save the money.
Didn't you say as long as you're making payments, they'll get off your back?
To an extent, yes. Absolutely. Well, make the payments. It's you're in compliance. Yes, because when you're making the payments, even monthly, you're in compliance, and that's what they want. They want you to be compliant. So
it's just like when you said one thing I learned from you before was no matter what happens, whether it's wrong, incomplete, file your taxes.
File your tax return.
Because it's against the law not to file the taxes.
Right. You don't go to jail for not paying your taxes. You can go to jail for not filing your tax return.
It's messed up.
But, you know, it's a system we have. So anyway, talking with this guy, $500 per paycheck going forward for the rest of the year, they might be able to handle that. But if they can't, they can make voluntary estimated tax payments because one of them, and I forget who, was self-employed. So go into EFTPS and send the IRS $500 every couple of weeks or $750 or whatever the number was that they could reach in order to lessen that $9,000 tax bill that's coming down the pike in April. So there's different ways to mitigate the tax that's due with the IRS, but you've got to do it now. It's September. Ideally, you're doing this at the beginning of the year.
Hamilton, like me, this is extremely overwhelming.
So call me at 737-234-0196. I will guide you through this process. I help new business owners set this stuff up. That's why I talk about it in the book, because I kept hearing this over and over. When I became a financial coach and got my enrolled agent credential, I was in all these different online communities, and I kept reading the same questions over and over. Do I need to be an LLC or a sole proprietor? And how do I get my money to the IRS? And what's self-employment tax? And if I don't pay, what's going to happen to me? Is the IRS going to steal my business or do whatever?
I've known you for a while now, and I know you to be true, and you know what you're talking about. And here you have this book.
Yes.
We need to focus on this book for a minute, because it's not that expensive.
No, it's $12.99 on Amazon.
$12.99, and it's got how many chapters in it?
I don't know, 8, 10 chapters maybe. It's a two-hour read. It will take you 2 hours, and there's so much information in this book. Basic stuff. I've got stories in here.
You got a couple pictures too, I think.
No, I've got some diagrams, no pictures, sorry.
But what I'm trying to get at is this. You're talking about all this stuff, and people may seem a little overwhelmed. This book here, it's broken down for a simpleton like me to read. And it may help you out a lot. So, Shelby, show that book again.
Get the book.
And
promote it. If you have any kind of audiobook subscription, Audible, Nook, Spotify, it's an audiobook as well. I recorded it. It's out there on all the major audiobook platforms. You'll hear the dulcet tones of my voice in your head as you listen. And I go through the book that way. So it's this basic stuff. I am continually surprised at how many business owners I talk to, mostly sole proprietors, some single member LLCs, that don't know some of this basic stuff. And if you think about it, where would you find this? We're not taught this in school.
You find it when the agent comes to you and says, you owe me some money.
Well, if you got the agent coming to you, then you need CJ. Then you need a lawyer at that point.
You need my vest.
There you go. You need the vest. That's right. With the 3A plate in it. But yeah,
She listened.
I pay attention. So again, it's all avoidable. And if you are overwhelmed, and it can be overwhelming, call me. I can walk you through these steps. And I do this all the time. Again, I never ever get tired of telling people this, because I know how stressful it is. People lose sleep over this at night. See you nodding your head over there. The IRS, they have tremendous power. They can freeze your bank accounts. Absolutely. They can put a lien on your house and make life really difficult for you if you're trying to sell your house. But those are very serious steps. And those serious steps come after a series of letters you didn't open.
Christine, what kind of catfight would you have with the IRS if they wanted to audit you?
Oh, if they audited me?
If they wanted to audit
me?
You, you're the expert here. And they go, you did this. You'd be
come and get it.
Come and get it.
No, I am like
you need to
super,
turn to page 12, section A, right? Sentence 3. I look at it.
Yeah,
made a mistake.
I have reasonable cause. Yeah, no, I was. This is, you know, I mentioned earlier partnership returns. They're due the 15th. That's the extension date. If you filed an extension for your partnership return, you have an extension date, which ends September 15th. And I bring this up because I worked with a partnership in Austin last year. He had not filed his partnership returns for multiple years. So when he came to me, he owed the IRS $35,000 in penalties, because you get a $7,000 penalty not for just not filing the piece of paper, the return. Now, it turns out he had reasonable cause, and I went to bat for him, and I got all $35,000 penalties wiped off his account. That's what incredible. I can do as an enrolled agent. And then subsequently, I was very frustrated. I got a piece of mail. I wasn't supposed to get it, but I did because the IRS didn't remove my power of attorney like they were supposed to. I found out that he didn't timely file the most current year's partnership return, and so the IRS whacked him another $7,000, and I was pulling my hair out. But I don't work for him anymore. We let that relationship go. But I went to all this work. I got $35,000 of penalties removed. All you had to do was file your tax return on time, your partnership return, your Form 1065, and he didn't do it.
I got 20 seconds. We'll come back after the 3 minutes to go over this question. You do a small business, but what about major corporations?
No.
You don't do that?
Nope, I don't
do that. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes, 254-697-6633.
Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Welcome back back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Josh Woods from Centex Tactical still in the studio. You got a question for him, body armor or anything when it comes tactical, give him a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. But I've been talking with, we have been talking with Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She wanted to encapsulate everything she said.
Yes, that's to contact me at 737-234-0196. I have a landing page, ChristineStevensonEA.com. There's a big green button there that says tax strategy, free tax strategy session.
Let me tell you something. I am surrounded by excellence, okay? I floundered there. She saw the hard look in my face, and she just took it away. Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome. So go get yourself on my calendar. That button will take you to my calendar. Pick a day and time that works best for you, and we'll have a nice 30-minute conversation about what's going on, and if you need some more help, or maybe you just need a couple of tips and tricks, and you're on your way. So this is great. We have someone here that can save you from major organ damage and death. We have someone that can save you from trouble with the IRS, and now we have John.
Save it. Prolong it.
Okay, so yes. Prolong it. Thank you. Prolong it. Avoid it.
And you got Shelby and I saving radio.
There we go.
From dull radio. Say we're here to liven up the airwaves.
This is awesome.
Death and taxes are the only things that are guaranteed.
That's right. So last thing I want to mention here, just briefly before Matt takes back over again, is...
Just let me know when I can. I'll be like Joe Biden. Whatever you want, Nance. Just tell me what you want. Okay. I'll ask more questions if you want.
We're more like George and Gracie here.
Just don't bump into the mic.
Don't call me Nancy.
Anyway, so if you have been paying student loan debt for 20 years or more, and you were in the repay program, and if you were in that program, you know what I'm talking about, please go check your student loan account service, your accounts with your student loan servicers. A very good friend of mine who has faithfully been paying his student loans for many, many years, dozens of years, logged into his student loan service account the other day. He saw an email that he had missed, so he went to log into his accounts. And he had owed about $94,000. And he went in and zero. It had been wiped out because of the new SAVE program that is courtesy of the Biden-Harris administration. Say what you want about that. And my friend...
I got a lot to say about that.
Yeah, I know. But my friend, I'm not going to say his name, he is opposed to these kinds of programs. Absolutely opposed to any kind of student loan debt forgiveness.
Okay, that's great, but
that is
take
his,
advantage of
that,
it.
That's right. That is his heart and soul. He's, nope, no government forgiveness, none of that. You sign the contract, you're fully responsible for your student loans. But he had $94,000 wiped out. And we meet in a mastermind every Monday, and we're going to be talking about this these two other coaches and myself, but $94,000 gone. Please go check your accounts, and you can sign up for the SAVE program. It's still available, although now that some Congress members are coming back to the Capitol, they're going to try and stop this program. And so go check it out. Maybe do yourself a favor. He got $94,000 in loan forgiveness, and he's been so faithful in his payments, and I'm so delighted for him, even though, like myself, we are completely opposed to student loan debt forgiveness. But hey, if you can take advantage of it, do it.
I even hate to say that, but the fact of the matter is, it's there. It's going to happen. You can't stop it. You might as well go for the ride. And then while you're going for the ride, do what you can to stop it in the future.
Absolutely.
Promote your book one more time.
Yes, please. My book, How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, 10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed Gig Worker and Indie Contractor. It's on Amazon. You can also get it on any of the audiobook retailers that you may have a subscription to.
Christine will be in the studio for the rest of the program. Also, don't forget, if you forget what she just said, you should by now know aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Christine's link is right there. Just click on it. But right now, thank you, Christine. Right now, I've got in the house Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church, singular, not plural. How
Amen.
You doing, Father John?
I am doing remarkably well. Remarkably well. I can make many remarks. I can make many remarks. Thank you for having me.
Well, look, I really need to know something. This is very important that I know this.
Okay.
What is on your mind?
See, I have many things on my mind coming out. Even coming out here, I was struck with some amazing things. First thing, I was driving out here. what a tourist and thriving metropolis Buchholz must be. Mm.
Did you get a ticket too?
No. But some guy...
I avoided one. Some guy flashed his lights at me because I was coming in a little bit too fast.
I was going the speed limit, and some guy in a F-250 came flying by me. I was intimidated. You know, I don't appreciate that. But they had a nice little store there. Also, driving in here, do you know that Dairy Queen is having signing bonuses and $16 an hour to work at Dairy Queen just on the road?
We just talked about this last week with Van Cleef. He went,
I mean, you can make ice cream cones in the AC for $16.
And he's busting his rear end fixing your mower.
I don't want to know how much I make an hour. Man, I can't imagine. Anyway, there you are. And I think it has benefits, too. But I had a vision.
Hey, listen, there's a young buck in Buchholz. Be careful. He's writing tickets.
I tell you. But I think I saw something as I drove in there. An amazing sight. You have to believe me. In the distance, I think I saw lightning. When's the last time you saw lightning?
What is lightning?
There it is.
I don't know what that is.
I grabbed my phone and I said, is there a chance? Is there a chance? I don't know, but I think I did see it. But I'm just saying.
Well, Father John, you're in the business. You start kicking up some prayers. Let's buy a candle and light a candle.
Since you mentioned it, I'm going to be very transparent right now, okay? I don't pray for rain. I know there's an awkward silence in here. That's all right. There's an awkward silence. I know, you know, Elijah and Elisha, they had 3 years of drought. God was like, hey, if you're going to continue to sin, I'm not going to just enable you people. I think we need conversions, and then we can pray for rain. You know, we just enable people that are getting paid $16 an hour at Dairy Queen.
Because they're going to be on the ground going, water, okay. Well,
that may have to come to that. I don't know.
There is a random 30% chance of rain all day today.
You know how big Texas is to have a 30% chance?
Listen, I'm just reading out the weather.
So I'm not crazy. I saw something.
It's got a little lightning bolt.
It's the UFOs.
I'm not crazy. I feel much better now. Okay.
Well, John, I don't know about you. I know you got stuff on your mind.
Yes.
If you have a pause,
I can't pause.
I'm just saying, if you end up having a pause, I got stuff I want to ask you, but go ahead.
Okay, so this is what I came in with you with. I have been, for the past few months, every once in a while, I go off to the prisons, to the women's prison and the men's prison, which is... They're different. Anybody who says genders are not, they're different dynamic, okay? But it's been good. It's been good. We go do a little retreat and I hear confessions. But we had this big retreat coming up. I got this a day or two ago. We had a big retreat coming up at the Colby Prison Ministry, the Hughes Unit in Gatesville. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes, familiar with it, yes.
So I marked off 2 days. It's called a Colby Retreat. Maximilian Colby, ever heard of that?
Yes, my daughter's in Poland. Making a film about that right now.
So, 2-day retreat. I get this yesterday. Father John, I am very sorry to say the Hughes Unit retreat has been canceled.
Oh.
As you may have heard, TDCJ has implemented a statewide shutdown due to spike, in COVID. Not in COVID. Not in COVID.
It's a new one, right? No, not at all.
No, not that easy either. Due to a spike in drug infiltration and associated drug violence in units throughout the state.
Well, that's fantastic.
As a result to those problems and the lockdown, the warden and a huge unit cancel all planned events and visitations. So I've been going to these prisons lately, and the first thing that hits you, we used to drive back when I was in Georgetown. Mm-hmm. I was in Georgetown. We used to go to the jail there. But the first thing, you ever been to a prison? You drive up in your car, and it's usually like a little house.
Looks with like a high school.
Sallyport.
No. It's a little house the size of a shed, and it's usually some dude with a gun. Some people, what do you want? What are you doing here? And you know, and you have to check in. Now you drive up at all, and there's nobody in those places. It's empty. So you're like, and you keep driving, and you park, and you walk up to the gate. You look around, you hear this click, and they let you in. I haven't even talked to nobody yet. So finally get in 2-3 doors, and there's somebody there. And they said, Father, we don't have anybody to work here.
Nobody's here.
Yes, prisons are...
So you go into the prison, and so I went into the solitary confinement. And they had like pods with three or four prisons, solitary confinement, top and bottom. One guard per pod. And that all they do is press buttons and let you in and out. There's nobody to work these things. And the prisoners are running the show. Because I went up to the...
The inmates are running the asylum.
See, this is where I flip my wig.
Okay.
I try to be happy. I try to have a good show. I try to be light and easy. But when you start telling me
I
this...
I come in and I see
this is third world nation crap happening to this country. It's unbelievable. And all these people out there with problems, you got a first world problem. My remote's not working.
So as I'm going in there, they have just like Dairy Queen. They got signs everywhere.
They're hiring.
They are hiring. Please, I'm telling you, if I was 16 years old and someone was paying that kind of money, we'd be lining up outside. Nobody wants to work. And nothing, I try my best not to be sexist, but in the worst criminal pods, they have women who are the guards. Mm-hmm. What? And these guys say that. Now, in the regular prisons, they're pretty cool.
Father, let's be like...
I'm going to stop.
Let's be like a book and keep a cliffhanger here. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Father John.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Hey,
PICAP Adventure Radio program. Second hour, final segment, another hour to come. I got Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church in Temple in the studio. It's always a pleasure to have him. And now, if you haven't seen Father John, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, and I've got some interviews with him. Great interviews.
Well, I'm looking tall and saintly. Did you notice that?
Mm.
Tall and saintly.
Yes, absolutely.
If I do say so myself.
If you're hungry and you want a clean place to eat, you can go to the floor of St. Luke Church. That place is so immaculately clean. It's unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Thank
that
you.
Was a compliment, by the
thank
way.
Thank you. And we got food coming.
I said the word immaculate.
And there you are. There you are.
I was going because we were talking about Father John. You're like, if you need a good place to eat,
I was like, going to Mars.
I go in there and do interviews with him. I'm looking at the place. I'm like, my goodness, you know? I've got Roman Catholic background, but they had the orange carpet. They had the...
Come on, it's...
It was back in the 70s.
The avocado green. Yeah, you forgot about the lamps. Mm-hmm. It's coming back. It's coming back. I'm telling you. That's no lie. Whose idea was that?
Or the volleyball sunglasses.
I hate it.
If you still have your skinny ties, hold on to them. The skinny leather ties are going to be back before you know it. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Father John, where are we at?
So, whenever you talk about incarceration and, you know, things like prisons, it's always, there's always a controversy. And, you know, I have my own ideas. But, you know, you can pump more money into the prisons, and I think we should, I'm not sure that there's an overpopulation. Something I think is underpopulation. I don't know if you've seen some of these videos from El Salvador. El Salvador has had enough.
MS-13.
They have had enough with crime, and their prisons are solid, rock down. You should watch it. It's amazing. The murder rate has dropped in El Salvador, like 22% to 5. Mm-hmm. But the president there has had enough, and so all the prisoners are... I mean, it's bad. It looks really bad just to watch it. But they're all tatted up MSM-13. But I got a solution. I think I have a solution to the whole crime problem. Ready? Ready? Christianity. What do you think about that? Is that revolutionary? Because I've gotten to know some of these inmates, men and women. And if their parents knew what Christian marriage looked like, because... sometimes you ask them, you know, tell me about yourself. And it is always a disaster. It is a disaster. Let me tell you about your mom and dad. Oh, I never knew my dad. My mom just had, you know, and it's always the same thing. And you look at some other cultures. I mean, notice in other cultures, I went to seminary with lots of Vietnamese. And in the Asian culture, they do some radical things. They don't ask for government help. They just start businesses. They wait till they're married to have sex. They wait till they're married to have children. And they believe in education and discipline.
What a concept.
Unbelievable. And it's not like this country was always friendly to them. You know, I have a friend, he's a priest in Dallas. His name is Paul. He escaped Vietnam. He was telling me, and he's a real kind of quiet guy. And the first time they tried to escape Vietnam, they rammed his boat and they put him in prison. And I said, what did you do in prison? He goes, well, I had to break rocks with a sledgehammer in his underwear. And I was like, I said, brother, what was that like? Oh, brother, it sucked. I mean, but they, you know, they do the same thing. They make their way to the Philippines. They make their way to sometimes those islands. And then they make it to California. But discipline, family... is instilled in them. But marriage is sometimes arranged. Okay, sometimes that is. But even those marriages seem to sometimes grow and be strong because of the culture around them.
I had this conversation with somebody. This may sound obnoxious, but it's true. I would like your opinion. Do you think our nation would be restored if women would keep their legs together? Let's think about what I just said.
Well, I hope that married women are open to having children.
No. Let's go back to what I just said. If women would keep their legs closed, why don't they keep them closed? Because the family has been broken up.
You mean like
up.
Unmarried women?
Unmarried women.
Unmarried be chased?
Women. Because if the woman was raised in a proper family, we have a breakdown in the family. If the woman was taught she's a woman to be respected and men respected the woman, it all goes back to the Christianity basics. You treat people the way they're supposed to be. So, yes, I'm doing this. It's kind of like a shock statement to wake people
but
up.
But I think there's something to lead to that because those women, and I met them in the prison, all have either no father or abusive father in the home. If we can convert men, we can, especially daughter dads, is that what they call them?
But that's
daughter
dads? That's why I said what I said.
Yeah.
If the woman was raised in a proper family that taught the values and the honor system of who a woman is, the man's going to go, I want this, babe, but you know, there's protocol, and that is be a gentleman, be honorable, and then you do it the right way.
Also, if there's fear involved, when I was in high school, there was some beautiful girls, and it was, but if you would say, "Oh, she's beautiful," hey, don't mess with her; her dad will kill you, because she had a strong, powerful dad at home. But if a girl came from a broken family and lived with her mom, and maybe, you know, mom's boyfriend or something like those, that predators, they look on that. But that girl is desperate for male attention, for affirmation, to. She also wants to feel safe. She will give up chastity to feel safe. Some big, you know, kind of gruff dude. Girls are attracted to that. Not so much that they find them attractive, but I guess they do in some sense.
They feel secure.
But they feel safe. And they will say that. And they will say that. We feel safe around the leader of the pack. But if we can convert the leader of the pack, I tell Bennett all the time, my youth minister, in any church, a youth ministry can be defined. You can tell how strong it is by how many senior boys you have. Because a lot of youth groups and a lot of churches, you go to their youth groups, it's a lot of girls and younger kids. How many senior boys are in your youth group? How many leaders are there? You can define that. But if there is none, then it's floundering. Then it's floundering. Even in the Catholic Church, we don't ordain women. No, women are. We have men who are, but the majority, and you can ask her because she's part of that, the majority of people are women who come, and you can see them, and I when, you know, I'm up at the pulpit, I see a family drive up, mom gets out, drags the kids in, dad drives off. And immediately, you know how this is going to break out, and you got the boy, you know, the 14-year-old boy's got his hair sticking up. He's standing there like that. And he's asking, why am I here? Dad ain't here. Why am I here? But then you see what happens, because you find out what a culture is by going to its extremes. And I'll tell you where the extremes are. They're in prisons. You can find out really quick what goes on there. Broken families, broken marriages, non-Christian
but
men.
They're trying to fix the problem. The reason I made the comment I did was to reverse engineer the problem. What's happening is the problem is we've got this society the way it is, and we're trying to put Band-Aids on the current problem. We need to reverse engineer as to what caused the problem, and that's why I use the woman, because the woman is the basis. Without woman, we got no creation.
Reverse engineering means you can start with the symptom, women who are not chaste, and then work your way back to the cause. Where is her daddy? What kind of man is he? What kind of man is he? You know, I think I mentioned this to you. Look, we found out just a few years ago what happens to, you have a woman, she has a teenage daughter, maybe a daughter, and then another man comes into the house who's not her father. We know what happens now. She will start to ovulate early. This happens in black communities. A girl who is 4, 5, and 6, all of them, she starts to hit puberty early. Why? Because there's a man in the house who's not her biological father. Don't ask me why that happens. We just know it happens. That's because almost impossible, not always, but almost impossible for a man to objectify his own flesh and blood daughter. But if you got a boyfriend in the house who's living off, you know, the mom who's got a daughter, chemical things start happening. Things that were put in place by God, but not meant to be that way. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to protect her. That's why men become absolutely incensed. I'll tell you this. Maybe I'll get in trouble from the people in Troy. How much time do I got? Okay. Okay. So I went to a high school. I went to get to a high school football game, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I couldn't help but notice there were, and this is not last night, but I went to a high school football game, and I think it's the style now. Girls wear cut off jeans,
yes,
and they fold them up. They fold them up. It's hot. They almost look like bikini bottoms, but they actually have holes in them. They have holes in them. And I remember thinking, how did this girl get out of the house? Her rear end's sticking out.
In the crop top, where it's
now those are back. Those are back.
Those are
I mean, I see 5 and 6, 7 year olds coming into restaurants with shorts and they're with their parents and they're wearing crop tops. And my husband goes, absolutely not.
That is why the Lord loves me. I know the Lord loves me because if he didn't give me daughters.
Well, the girl is walking around and I wonder, how did she get out of the house like that? How did she get out the house? And a lot of them, let's just be blunt because I'm sometimes blunt, sometimes they're not actually in shape. They're not actually, some of them need other health issues, but they long for someone to notice them, especially a boy. And there's usually some thug punk who hasn't pulled up his pants. He's got his underwear hanging out saying, orale vato, what you doing? Orale, que bailar conmigo? Or so he's got his hat on sideways and say, pull up your pants. She thinks that's cool. How did that happen? I know because they end up in prison. And sometimes when I'm hearing confessions, I say, would you pull up your pants? I can see your underwear. Where did this come from?
Father John, we're going to be taking a top of the hour break. And when we come back from the break, I should have Melinda, one of my new sponsors. She's a great gal. She's got a great business. The Edge Barbershop in Belton. I'm not sure the boundary line there. It's Temple Belton. The boundary line is pretty close.
Bell County.
Whatever, but she's going to be calling up. She's got a gun raffle going on. She'll promote it, and then we'll get back to Father John. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-66. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out
here. We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Hour number three, Matt, your host. My special guest host today, Christine Stevenson, world agent with the IRS. Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church. Got Josh Woods from Centex Tactical. Shelby Meyer holding it all together. The Colonel is on assignment. Judge Andy Isaacs. I don't want to talk about Judge Isaacs. He's on a cruise. He's probably eating and drinking and having a good time. But anyway, the number here is 254-697-6633. We're simulcasting on 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM at KRXT at Rockdale. Facebook, if you want to look at my ugly mug, it's at aaronsgunshop.com. Podcasts are at Podbean, Spotify, and Apple. Check it out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the middle of the page. There's a donation button there. It takes a lot of money to keep a show running on two different stations, ladies and gentlemen. If you like the content of this show and you wish to help, your donations are greatly appreciated. Now, you know, Shelby, it would be fantastic if I could find a venue 5 days a week, wouldn't it? With the amount of information we can put out 5 days a week, a couple hours in the morning, it would be fantastic. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, I have another fantastic sponsor. I've got the Edge Barbershop, and I'm not sure what the boundary line is, if it's Temple or Belton, but I got, we're going to ask. I got Melinda on the line. Melinda, welcome to the program. How are you doing today? Melinda, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm not exactly sure. That part, that neck of the woods, I'm not sure what your boundary line is. Are you Temple or are you Belton?
We're both.
See what I mean?
I'm actually Belton, Temple, and Morgan's Point, and I have two zip codes.
Okay, this is not making it easy. Not at all.
No, it's not. It's Belton Temple.
Melinda, tell me who you are. Tell me what you do. Tell me where you're at, and tell me what's going on.
I'm Melinda, and I'm with the Edge Barbershop, and we're at 6401 Texas Highway 317 in Temple, Texas. And we are the, here are my gums. we are a luxury men's barbershop. We do everything from hot towel straight razor shaves to hand and foot detailing. With our Cheryl, our master nail tech, and then we also
Let me tell you something. When I walked in there, you know, we were discussing and talking to each other. I checked you out on Facebook and all that, and I saw the pictures. But when I walked in there, I go, yes, yes, yes. The last time I looked in the mirror, I was a dude. I walked in there. That's a dude's place. It's fantastic.
It is.
It's extremely comfortable. You go in there and you're just like, I'm relaxed. Even though there's women in there, you know? No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Even though the women are cutting the hair. It's like, you know, because sometimes you don't want women in a guy's circle. But on this one, it's like, hey, I got no problem. It is so cool, so relaxed. It was fantastic. You got a nice setup going up there.
Well, thank you. You know, part of that might be the whiskey hanging off the walls.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up, but you can bring it up. No, you got the straight razor aspect of it. It's manly, manly,
we
manly.
Do.
Okay? You got leather.
It is.
In the next room. You've got... I got some beard oil from you. I was looking at your leather products there, wallets, booklets, all that kind of stuff, soaps, masculine types of scents. Just the setup. It's a great setup.
So the point is that men don't have a place to go and chill out and pamper themselves. And so I wanted to make sure that guys had a place to go hang out and be a man and get pampered.
Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that?
Did you hear that, wives?
Okay, that too. Did you hear that, wives? But guys, you got a place to go. I've got some people in here just raising their eyebrow going, oh, that's pretty cool. I need to check this place out. So what do you got going on with the gun raffle? What's up with the gun raffle? What is it? I know what it is, but tell everybody what it is and what it's for.
Our gun raffle is to benefit two local scholarship funds, one for a barber scholarship and one to help the youth in our community. Our tickets are sold at two locations, at the Brazos Stamp and Engraving at 1407 South First Street in Temple and here at the Edge Barbershop. Our grand prize is a Kel-Tec KSG-12 dual magazine. And we only have a select number of tickets available. When we sell them all, we'll post it on Facebook. And
Let me pause you there. Guys... Kel-Tec KSG 12 gauge. If you don't have one, you need to get one. And this is a great opportunity for you to get it on the cheap. So buy yourself some raffle tickets. I have one. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. So you want to go to those two places. Brazos Engraving, too. Let me plug them, Melinda. I got Steven over there. This guy, for all you gun guys out there doing SBRs or anything that needs engraving, he's got the machine that will do it. He's done all mine, and he does a fantastic job. So check him out, too. Brazos Engraving. It's in the Pecan Plaza? Yes. Pecan Plaza. That's the one with the copper roof on it. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just, yes, he's a great guy. He does a lot of my work as well.
Okay, so they got the two locations where they can get the tickets. How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $25 a piece.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
$100
I'm going to go up there.
Now, Melinda, you said the raffle will take place once the tickets are sold. How many tickets you got left?
So we have, I think, maybe like 200 left.
All right.
There's some at Brazos and then the rest over here.
Let me tell you what the estimated...
So we've already sold about 50.
Let me tell you what the estimated retail value of this firearm is. It can go anywhere from $600 to $800 depending on where you get it from. It's a quality shotgun. I have it. It works fantastic. It's perfect for certain situations. And so, ladies, if you're looking for a gift for your guy and you want to go on the cheap for a gamble, that's the way to go. Guys, you know how it goes when it comes to guns. Buy some tickets. Help support.
Can a single person buy more than one ticket? Is there a limit?
Absolutely. You can buy as many tickets as you want.
Fantastic. All right, Melinda, recap everything. Tell everybody who you are, how they can get a hold of you, what you've got, and we'll wrap it up.
I am Melinda at the Edge Barbershop and at 6401 Texas Highway 317, Suite C in Belton. Our phone number is 254-800-2370. You could book an appointment at the Edge Barbershop at theedgebs.com. And we are here Monday through Saturday.
Fantastic. And Melinda is a new sponsor to the program. I'm extremely excited. She boasts tons of energy. I love it. She's perfect for this. Say again?
Do you take walk-ins?
We do. We are booked out today, though.
Okay.
You don't walk in Monday. Josh is being very courteous to me. He doesn't want to talk, and he's using his fingers. And I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Where are you going?
All right, Melinda, it's fantastic. We'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Do we have a call?
Yeah, he wanted to make a correction. Pecan Plaza is on South 31st Street.
South 31st Street, okay. 31st Street. There you go. It's right next. It's the corner. The corner unit has the Italian restaurant on it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church. Father John, I kind of cut you off.
No. Actually, I think Christine wanted to make a comment going back to about men and women. Did you still want to make your comment? Because we can continue this conversation of eternal mysteries.
So you were just commenting that if women were raised to keep their legs closed, basically from a good house, strong father, so on and so forth. I also wanted to point out that, yes, women should be chaste. Men should be chaste also. Men have an anatomical body part that is not a muscle and doesn't need to be exercised and therefore should be kept zippered up. And that's the comment I wanted to make.
Well, look, I understand where you're coming from, but when I said the women, because it was a shock statement,
yes.
I totally agree with you. But yes. You see, if the father of the family is there and it's solid and you're raising your children proper, both girl and boy, and other families, the men will go, that's a good woman. I respect this woman. So yes, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who haven't had the proper upbringing. So there comes a certain point in time when it's not their fault. And then there's a line where it goes, we've realized we need to change our act.
Yes.
Would that be a fair statement?
Girls in a family get their self-esteem primarily from their dad. And
you would know. You're a woman.
Their dad's belief in them. And, you know, you're my daughter, you are beautiful because you're my daughter for no other reason. And they get that self-esteem, which helps them keep their legs closed later in life. That's where a lot of it's rooted.
I eventually get a lot of,
Oh, God!
Jesus, Matt. Nothing. Forget what I said.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
God bless us.
Yeah, that's right. You were saying.
I hit the microphone, just so you know.
Okay. I didn't quite get self-esteem like that from my dad because he was kind of, he's like a buzzard. You know, he's dead now, but he was very kind of
distant. Distant?
No. Rough? Yes. A Rooster Cogburn type of man. He was. I think it relays it on me. I'm not. So it's not like self-esteem that I have a problem with. I'm very mean. Mm-hmm. And I think I got that from him. Just not intentionally like mean, but, you know, aggressively mean.
So anger is a secondary emotion. And whatever's under it is usually fear.
Let's see.
Fear.
That's what is her shirt
fear.
Say? You don't have to die to be dead to me.
So, yes. So these are called father wounds as well. Call father wounds as well, because under anger is usually fear. Because because anger is a secondary emotion. Jesus speaks of this, you know, anger. But even, you know, when you know, we all know the fifth commandment or sixth commandment, depending on how you count, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus ups the ante. He says, if you look at a woman with lust, you have already committed adultery in your heart. He raised the ante. If we can have custody of our eyes, that helps us have custody of our loins. And then we start to look as women as our sisters in Christ.
I'm listening to you. We got to go.
Oh.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your neutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. It's a wild ride. I really enjoy being with who I'm with here in the studio every Saturday. It's a great pleasure. Love to do it every day of the week. And we'll see what happens. For those of you that know, you know. Okay, I've got Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church in the studio. Father John, did you want to finish up on any commentary?
Well, I would just say to any minister out there, I know many of us who are pastors have all the ladies in the pews who are doing all the praying, and God bless them, they're the foundation of our church. But I think at one point, we're going to have to go and try to have an interface with the men in their lives. Because all these ladies, they complain about, you know, my son, my daughter, they don't go to church anymore. And I'll ask, well, tell me about your husband. Well, he never did, but he was always open to, they don't practice their faith. Can I talk to your husband? Can I talk to your husband? Can I talk to your sons? I think men, because most, even mainline, especially mainline Protestantism, it's becoming more female. Churches are becoming more like churches, a place of therapeutic something. You go and they'll, you know, put cream on your face and cucumbers on your eyeballs and just come here and we'll make you feel good. And that's not Christianity. Christianity is about putting on a helmet and armor and a sword and go on there and push back on the culture of death.
Psalm 144.
There you are.
Well, John, let me give a street term example. If you're out there playing games in life and you get backslapped across the face into reality as to what the true meaning of life is, if you believe in your Creator and you know Christ and all, and somebody backslaps you, go, oh, I see it clearly now. You have a change in your lifestyle. What does it take to backslap somebody into reality of what the truth is?
See, you just stumbled on something. You just said sometimes people get backslapped. Sometimes they change. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes, you know, like you bail somebody out from huge debt, they go right back to their old life. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this before. You know, Matthew 18 has the stupid servant who asked to be bailed out. He was, and he never changed. And if I could go back to something I said months ago when I saw that movie, Nefarious. Have you seen it?
I have not.
The very end of the movie, they asked the guy, well, are you a believer now? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
God bailed him out. The guy had a gun to his head, and it said, God help me, pulled the trigger, and it didn't fire.
What about this, Father John? But, this is a serious question here.
Yeah,
you get backslapped into reality as to what's going on. But you can stumble. There's a difference between backsliding and stumbling, isn't there?
Maybe. I just think when people are hit with reality, this has happened with some of the detransitioners, you know, the whole transgender thing. They're finally coming out and saying, oh, this was dumb. Someone should have said something. And they're now, you know, 30 years old. They can't have children. They're alone. Some of them stay with these communities and won't say it. Because it's just what they know. It's just what they know. It's like when you bail someone who got a DWI out of prison, it costs them thousands of dollars, they lose their job. It's like, hey, man, this is reality. And next thing you know, they're just looking for an opportunity to go back in. You know, we just lost someone in our parish. We've had a few losses where people got in trouble. They lost their driver's license. They had to move home. They lost their job. And then they get farther and farther. Usually it's a company with addiction, some kind of addiction that they can't let it go. I don't know if you've ever read C.S. Lewis's The Great Divorce. There's a demon on his shoulder, and the angel says, hey, why don't you let me kill it? And the demon says, you can't live without me. You can't live without me. And the guy says, well, why don't we do it later? Why don't you kill it? He goes, no, you have to let me do it. Can you let me kill it? You can't live without me. You can't live without me.
If the angel says, let me kill it, and the host
says
is totally convinced that, it's just like this, Father John. They say when you go to heaven, you won't think about your past life. You'll be so enamored by
hopefully
the presence of him,
yeah,
that your life will change. And I've said this many times. I go, I'm taking it on faith that who I am here on this earth, because the way I am on this earth, I'll be bored as all get out up in heaven. But I'm taking it in faith that my whole mindset will change. Isn't that what faith is all about?
That your mindset will change?
That I understand. I believe from what I read. I believe in my heart that...
Well, do you trust? Do we trust when Jesus says, I have changed you? Now, continue to follow me. Pick up your cross and follow me.
Yes, but life gets in the way.
Well, that is life. That is a cross. Crosses are life. And to pick up and celebrate and keep moving and to celebrate, you know, be a joyful and grateful, even though
Father John, I'm here to put you in check.
Okay.
I am the flesh of the planet.
You are the flesh
of the planet. Who has the spirit in me, okay? No, this is no kidding here. There's people out there listening to us right now. They may not be as strong in the spirit as some others may be, and they're going to fall and they're going to stumble.
Yeah.
They've got to have the hope that it's a learning process. They're going to fall, they're going to stumble, they're going to get dirty, and they get back up, and they can have the confidence that I'm still loved, I'm still saved, because my heart wants to do right. I just freaking screwed up again.
That's going to have, that's someone, as we call that a Christian. You keep moving, you fall, you keep moving. Some people will just say, well, I think this past life looks funner. Wait a minute. You know, I am saved. I can live how I want. Temptation is real. Temptation is real. You know, Matt Fradd did an interview of a person who is a Satanist, who was a Satanist. And at the top, what Satan promises is pleasure, power, influence. And that can be intoxicating. And someone who says, no, you know, I used to have a dog and he was incapable of, if I offered him meat, he couldn't say, you know, I really need to, you know, it's not healthy. I need to watch my weight. He had no capacity for that. But we do.
But they got to understand that that excitement of the flesh ends when you're dead. And then all of eternity is left. Eternity
yeah, and
is
you're
left over. When I put it on the scale, I take eternity every day.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But you'll be tempted. Doesn't mean you're not going to be tempted. And we're asked to fight. Got it. Like I have some people, some men I work with, they struggle with pornography. And it's a constant struggle. Constant. It's like, are you fighting it? Yes. Don't give in to it. If you give into it, you ask for forgiveness. But if God finds you battling it, it's when you embrace it. Because every some people will do this. They'll say, you know, this is just who I am. You know,
yeah.
This, I'm naturally like this. Why am I fighting this? Why am I killing myself? This is who I am. And they become almost professional, start paying money. Now they've embraced it. Now they're in danger.
Yeah.
Now they're in danger. That happens.
Yeah, that's. I guess what I've been trying to say is what you just said. When you embrace it, that's not an accepting the lifestyle
sometimes
of a Christian.
It's very.
But if you're fighting it
compelling.
And you're battling it, you're battling.
It's a fight.
Paul did that. He goes, I do stuff that I don't want to freaking do.
I do what I hate, and he has a thorn in his side, and he asked God to take it away, and the answer was
no.
My grace is sufficient to you.
Because I got a thorn on my side. Everybody's got a thorn on their side. And that thorn on my side goes, it's there to remind me to draw closer to him.
And also to be thorn in other people's sides.
Okay, well, I do that plenty. Now, you didn't have to agree, Shelby.
That was really quick.
It's my temptation.
I was just trying to agree.
There was a school that was next to me for a long time, and they were just a thorn in my side for a couple years. But for the next 6 years, I became a thorn in their side. And because they were taking our kids and, taking their hope, scandalizing them. And then after a while, I just made my presence known. And I could tell they couldn't stand having me around. They couldn't stand having me around. But the kids were inviting me in, so I would say, okay. There was a private school in Waco that's not Christian nothing. And... you know, they'd say, we are not religiously based. We believe in free thinking. But we had a few Catholics there, and they would invite me in. And if it's student-led, they have to say, yes, I was invited here by one of your students. Can I? Okay. And you could just see the adults, just a thorn in their side. And they're trying to, well, we sure appreciate you being here. I'm not finished yet. I got 5 more minutes. Can I keep talking? Okay, thank you. So, you know, not only did... we're going to have thorns in our side. But I think Jesus, what got him killed, was he was a thorn in their side. That's what got John the Baptist killed. I love talking about John the Baptist and St. Thomas More, because he's the guy who got killed for objecting to a marriage. It is not right. He became absolutely the thorn of Herod because he had courage. He was a real man. Like I said, why did Jesus pick men? Because he needed to convert the men. He needed them to make them fathers in the old days, and the you know, especially before the great sin at Mount Sinai, the priests in the house were the men, the fathers. They were the ones who called to sacrifice. And women naturally, when they naturally can give themselves to a man who loves the Lord. You know, the hardest things to teach kids the girls especially, marry a man who loves the Lord. Don't marry a vato cholo punk thug who walks around and doesn't know how, like I said, pull up his pants, who's got little tears tattooed on his eyes.
I could say so much about this, man. I really could. Father John, we're going to a hard break.
Okay, sorry. It's almost 11:30. Okay.
When we come back, we're going to do our true stories of self-defense.
Amen, amen.
And then after that, probably at 11:45 when we come back, there's a couple articles I wanted to pass your way.
No problem.
I got 30 seconds. Okay, the number here is 254-697-6633. What's your quote again? Because nobody called on the quote.
I don't know where that is now.
Well, who was it?
If there's any vato cholos out there want to call in, you're welcome to.
Was it Ron Paul? Was it Ron Paul?
I think
so. Yeah.
That looks familiar.
1988, began with an R.
Yeah.
The comment he made,
mm-hmm.
Ron
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
Ron Paul is a good guy. So is his son, Rand Paul.
Ron and Rand.
It's Rand. All right, we're going to be back in about 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. Get your note-taking material ready. We're going to be talking about the Armed Citizens Column from 1962. We'll notice the difference in the guns. There we go. All right, be back in three. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milan Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Everybody to the Madcap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. We are here now with the True Stories of Self-Defense segment of the program. This is coming from the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens Column from 1962.
Wow.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I love doing this section because you get to learn what to do and what not to do in situations like these. And you get to see the contrast from 1960s to 2023. The 60s, different calibers, different types of guns. They're usually like 22 rifles, 32 autos, 38 revolvers, as compared to modern day 9mm, 45, 12 gauge, and that kind of stuff. Shot placements of the earlier stories are very precise, whereas shot placement of modern day shooters are lacking in their skill.
Or they just hold them until the cops come.
Hold them until the cops come, right. So here we go. Story number one. After being ordered by an armed bandit to surrender the contents of a cash register in his liquor store south of Wilmington, Delaware, proprietor Renato Giannavazzi. Did I say that right?
I guess.
You put an M in.
Opened the register drawer with one hand and with the other grabbed a .38 revolver from the shelf. He fired several shots, critically wounding his assailant, sending the accomplice fleeing from the scene.
I'm sure it was the underlying socio and economic factors that caused him to do that.
All right. For a review of this story, liquor store, he's got his gun, he's prepared, guy's got him, so he's when he's focused on the left hand, the right hand's pulling out the .38. Very good. Good job. Way to go. What? Oh, microphone. Yeah.
This is the same every Saturday. All right. After beating and robbing 66-year-old Fred Yeager in Los Angeles, a pair of hoodlums forced the elderly man to take them to his place of business to get more money. That's how I'm saying business.
Business. Well, that's my word, yo.
When they arrived, Yeager grabbed a .38 pistol and began firing at the pair, fled. He stopped one of his assailants with a fatal bullet in the chest.
Are you happy now?
A little bit. A little more than I was before.
And what kind of gun was he using?
A .38.
.38 revolver. There you go. Okay, Father John, take it away, sir.
James Child pretended to be getting money, as he had been ordered to do, while a robber was looting his appliance store in Newark, New Jersey. Instead, he got a shotgun from under the counter.
Yeah.
The thief, who had been holding his hand in his pocket as if to conceal a gun, surrendered and waited at gunpoint for arresting officers.
He didn't have an actual gun.
What a pathetic dupe. Anyway.
So the guy didn't shoot his shotgun, huh?
No, because he realized the guy didn't actually have a gun. It was his finger in his... Hold him up.
Whatever, man. Okay. Bummer story.
What?
No life was lost.
Wow.
No, it's because the scumbag comes in there, and here he's still standing when the cops come.
Responding to a woman's scream for help in a neighboring apartment, E.F. Schaff of Wilcox, Arizona, seized his .22 pistol and hurried to the scene. There he found his neighbor's apartment ransacked and a masked man hiding in the bathroom. Hoping to hold the man at gunpoint, Schaff instructed his wife to call the police, but the intruder fled. Schaff halted him with a fatal shot.
Lots of smiles around here. Somebody died.
Wait a minute. Here we go. Oh, you know, .22 can't do nothing. .22 is not dangerous. Listen. A .25 is less effective than a .22. Greatly less effective. I would not want to be shot with a spitball, okay? The whole point is, if you're getting shot at, you're in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. Go ahead there, buddy.
Determined to stop a rash of burglaries in his bar in Torrance, California, 3 in 1 week, Richard Munns was waiting inside with a shotgun and a .22 auto pistol when a man forced his way in. Switching on the lights, Munns ordered the intruder to stand still. The burglar ran, but got only 100 yards before he fell dead, hit by one of Munns' bullets. Long Beach Press.
Now, Josh, you're prior law enforcement. The guy's running away. Tell me why that's okay.
It's not okay.
Even if he's in the act of a crime?
So, in Texas, you can shoot somebody for theft in the hours of nighttime. But if they do not present a threat of deadly force and you engage in deadly force, then it's no longer self-defense.
It's interesting you say that in a police officer aspect. In an attorney aspect, there's a little bit different sway to that, which causes the conundrum of confusion. So it's interesting to see two points of view.
Now, you can get booked in and charged with it. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get convicted with it. We follow the letter of the law. That way there's no deviation and no favoritism towards anybody. As long as we stay in the black and white, we're good.
So the bottom line is, you should assume to get a ride to the jailhouse.
If you shoot somebody without the threat of deadly force against you, yes.
So if they break into
you should thoroughly expect
without
it.
Without a gun, you can't shoot them?
Well, that's different. If they're fleeing.
Oh, fleeing.
And you shoot them and they take rounds
now look,
to the back.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Even in the daytime, somebody breaks in your house, you have more... You have to prove more what you're going to do with deadly force. At nighttime, somebody breaks in your house, I mean, all bets are off. But during the daytime, you could control the situation. You know what's going on. There's less mysterious aspects of it. You got to be very careful what you're doing. No, but you should not want to shoot anybody. But if you have to, you should be ready to do so.
What I always go with, if you can't articulate, and I know it's spur of the moment, but if you're in your head, I know you have time to think about it because I've been there. If you can't articulate in your head why you engaged in deadly force, then don't do it.
Good point. All right, next story. Determined to stop a rash of burglaries in his bar in Torrance, California.
I'm sorry. I already read that.
It pays to scratch it off. Armed with a pistol,
two Utes
held up a liquor store operated by Otto Engler in Los Angeles. As the pair emptied the... Look, I can read. It just takes me a couple times to do it, all right? So let me start over. Armed with a pistol, two youths held up the liquor store. And as the pair emptied the cash register, the
emptied.
Owner... What did I say?
Entered again. I thought you said you needed a couple times. You're still getting it wrong.
Englert. Poor guy's name is Englert.
This dude grabbed a pistol and shot one of the bandits three times. The other tried to escape police, drawn by the owner's gunfire, apprehended both. Okay. You happy now?
No. I think you should be skipped next time.
All right. Two men walked into a Denver, Colorado liquor store, pulled a gun, and ordered the proprietor, Frank Levine, into the back room. They forced him to lie on his stomach, taped his hands behind his back, and took his wallet. But they did not notice the revolver in Levine's side pocket. As the hoodlums left the ransacked store, Levine got loose. He came up behind them on the street and held them at gunpoint for the police.
Well, at least they didn't get away, you know. They didn't flee.
And he's not getting charged.
Yeah, they didn't flee.
Go ahead, Father John.
From the kitchen of her home, next to the frozen custard stand, she operates a Columbus, Ohio, Miss Bess Barton, saw two persons breaking into the stand. She telephoned police, got a gun, and accosted the pair, a man and a woman. As they were leaving the scene, Miss Barton turned the pair over to police, who arrived shortly thereafter. Isn't that? And they lived happily ever after.
Almost.
I guess.
Well, at least they went down together as man and woman.
They probably went to separate prisons, though. That's what you get.
Well, hopefully they're pen pals.
There you are.
While moving into a new home in North Hollywood, California, Robert Fuller, an actor in a television Western series, heard noises at a window. He grabbed a pistol, dashed out the front door, and caught a man about to crawl through a window. Fuller held the man at gunpoint while a passing motorist called police.
Now, the key connection with all these stories is that the defender had a firearm, okay?
So you're going to like this
firearm,
next one.
What would you do? What would you do without the firearm?
After working the gas pumps at a service station in Chicago, the attendant, Jerry Harmon, entered the station office to find a man at the cash register. The intruder held his hand in his pocket to indicate he was armed and ordered Harmon to turn over the contents of the till. He then ordered Harmon into a back room. Harmon started walking, but when he reached the door, he wheeled, drew a gun, and fired, killing the bandit.
See? That's how you do it.
Do that now, he'd go to jail.
And maybe they buried him face down so he could watch where he's going.
Yeah, good point. 1962 Chicago is probably different than 2023 Chicago.
Uh-huh.
All right. An armed man demanded money from Carlisle Stroop, the manager of a Charleston, South Carolina drugstore, but Marion Jervy, who had been visiting with Straub, grabbed the barrel of the holdup man's gun and attempted to take it. As the two struggled, Stroop seized the weapon, and when the bandit broke away from Jervy, he fired one fatal shot into the bandit's heart.
What do you think about the grab in the barrel? What do you think about all that?
Well, if you got the barrel in your hand, it's not pointing at you. That's one good thing. You got a semi-automatic pistol, and it goes off, it's dead in the water.
All right. Al Mock, night manager of a liquor store in Los Angeles, discovered a man looting a cash register at 3 a.m. in the morning. No, it says one morning. Okay. Instead of putting his hands in the air, as Mock ordered, the burglar reached for his pockets. Mock shot him to death.
Are you happy, Shelby? Are you happy? You
sometimes.
Got a death. You got one who got killed.
All right, hurry and read this next one. We're about to go break.
Father John, you can take it away.
The manager of a waffle shop in Dallas, Jesse Ford Jr., saw a man enter the store, pull a knife, and attack a woman customer. Ford grabbed a .38 pistol, and as the assailant ran out the door, fired several shots. The knife wielder fell dead in a parking lot outside the shop.
See, there's another scenario.
You don't come into a gunfight with a knife.
It's a danger to the community.
That's why I brought up the question the other time, because I thought it was still a danger to the community. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the program with the final segment. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, is in the studio. Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church. Josh Woods from Centex Tactical. My wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, on assignment. Judge Andy Isaacs on a freaking cruise. We'll razz him when he gets back. And Shelby, the metal rim around the wagon wheel, who holds it all together, has helped me out here. We've got a lot going on. Father John, I had a couple articles. If you don't mind, let me grab this from you real quick. Let me set this up.
Yes, yes, yes.
This one in particular, Christians attack ChatGPT generated fake Bible verse about Jesus endorsing transgenderism. Father John, we got a problem with Christianity to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's getting diluted, watered down, forgotten about, pushed to the side. Now you've got this.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't help us.
Actually, I would argue, it is an old heresy. It is an old heresy that says body is bad and spirit good. You really are what you are inside. It's as if the, you know, where it goes to the machine. So what this says is that, you know, if deep down inside I feel like a six-year-old girl, but it's, again, it's an abuse of the body. It's a bad religion, and this comes when you mess with babies, marriage, and sex, then this is what happens, they go after our children, and then they want to. They always, Christianity has not become Christianity here, and we do our best to make ourselves holy and become Christian. Christianity has become wherever you're at, we'll make Jesus into your accommodation. He's for you. No, he wants to transform you.
Father John, let me read what.
It's going to be scary. It's going to be scary.
And you can make corrections.
Okay.
Here we go. Christians are responding to a fake Bible passage reportedly generated by ChatGPT that said Jesus accepts trans-identified individuals, stating, quote, "There is no man nor woman. And a woman whose heart was divided between spirit and body came before him," the fake passage reads. "In quiet despair, she asked, 'Lord, I come to you in strange, for my spirit and body are not one. How shall I hope to enter the kingdom of God?' Jesus looked upon her with kindness, replying, 'My child, blessed are those who strive for unity within themselves, for they shall know the deepest truths of my Father's creation.'" The passage continued, Be not afraid, for in the kingdom of God there is no man nor woman, as all are in one spirit. The gates of my Father's kingdom will open for those who love and are loved, for God looks not upon the body, but the heart."
Yeah. Yeah, that's called word salad. That's all it is. It's word salad. It's taking a few things out of Scripture, Galatians, male or female. That's come. Galatians 3 was talking about baptism. We are all part of the body of Christ. But it's throwing out these terms, these phrases, love, acceptance, open. How do you know that? Jesus never said that. Jesus said the way to eternal life is narrow and few will come through. You know, what they want is, I'll go ahead and say it. People want sex without consequences. They want to do and be whatever makes them feel good at the time. And we're just leading them down a road of destruction. And then what they do is they co-op Jesus into their side. You know, this is nothing new. Remember back in the early 2000s, they came out with that movie, Brokeback Mountain. They took two very male, and they got to make them gay. You got to do it. And once they become, you know, sympathetic towards them, though, that's the nose, the camel's nose under the tent. You got to start with that. You got to normalize homosexuality. You got to normalize sex outside of marriage. You got to normalize all that. Then you have to I'm telling you, we maybe be able to push back on this a little bit. A lot of the LGB people are rejecting the T. I've seen it. It's out there. There are some people who self-identify. Michael Sullivan. He's a gay guy on TV, but he's constantly saying, "That's not us. That's not me. This is ridiculous. Stop lumping me in with this community. We are not a community." But it's going to take continued people shining a light on castrating and cutting parts off of children to realize what we have let this become. And they're going after 3- and 4-year-olds. I was watching Pierce Morgan, what's his name? He had a woman who convinced her daughter that, no, his son, her son, that he's really a girl. And she's four years old.
Okay, hold up. Horrified hospital employee leaks DEI training pushing 3-year-olds identifying as transgender.
Yeah. you know, we have a tough time understanding, put our mind around transgender. Three-year-olds still, you know, still want. I had my little three-year-old nephew. I asked, "Do you want to be a priest when you grow up?" He goes, "I want to be Batman." He has no idea what he's talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. But all you need to do is pull out words like love, rainbow flags, and be kind. And kids will do what? Because their mom and daddy's, "Oh, sure, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of that." It's an absolute scam. It's an abuse of children.
Father John, would this be a fair statement? If you're a Christian and you're miserable, you're living properly?
No, it's not.
I'm kidding. I'm
no,
kidding.
It's not. Because they're... No, it's not.
You're fighting the flesh. I'm miserable, but I'm a good Christian.
No, you know, fighting, if you have a temptation towards alcohol and you fight that, you've won. You know, it's freedom. During Lent, when I drive by Whataburger and I don't stop, there is a certain freedom I feel. I was tested and I got through it. Oh, praise Jesus. It's like crossing the line. You know, I ran a half marathon once. It was the dumbest thing I ever did. Once, the whole time I wanted to stop. I just wanted to stop. But when I finished, wow. No, I was not miserable. I was sore and stiff. But there's rewards and glory to move through. There is no Easter without Good Friday. People don't want Good Friday. They want to just feel good and go through. And, you know, even kids we send to school. There's some schools in California that no longer fail anybody. You know, math is racist. Don't correct their English. That's what this is. It's all about coddling our children and making them all boys into women and women turn into men, because somebody's got to be strong in their relationship.
Well, that's why they let them in the military now. Your patriots now and the guys I served with and retired with would not put up for any constitutional violations of the American people. When you fill your military with people that are soft... Mm. Then the government can overthrow everything, because the military isn't going to fight them. Those generals are not going to refuse the president.
You mean like Milley?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't say he wasn't soft. He's just a big pushover.
Well, I'm putting it out there. That's a freaking traitor right there.
Creighton Abrams.
Who are you talking about? Who?
Creighton Abrams would never. He would never allow Congress or a president to do what they are trying to do now with the constitutional violations and everything else against its people. But what they fail to realize is the amount of retired veterans that are like me and most of us here who won't. Just because the military comes out here doesn't mean we ain't going to fight back.
That's why they're going after our children.
Yeah.
Once they can, and you can see what happens. Go on to any college campus.
Everything.
And I'm talking any college campus. Mm-hmm. They're all wackos. All of our kids have swallowed the pill. You know, I lived in Austin. UT is very liberal. Don't think that A&M is not liberal either, because I went there too with
even
their kids.
VMI finally pulled down the statues of the founder of the school.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Confederate general. Now they're talking about removing the gospel from VMI, which are the four canons that are named after the gospel. They're talking about getting rid of those.
It's because all those entities, especially the military, is a place where we can experiment. We can experiment and soften people up. You know, that's, we live in Temple. You know, Fort Hood is something else now. Cavazos?
Yeah.
They underestimate.
And they're always looking for soldiers. Perfect people. They're always looking for perfect people. It's unbelievable. You know, people start finding out that all of our heroes are fallen, that they have done sinful things. It's unbelievable.
It's not even that necessarily. If they would have renamed it like Fort Benavidez, like they were originally taught, I'd have been fine with that. He's a
I know who that is.
Medal of Honor winner.
Yeah, what's his first name?
Roy Benavidez.
Yeah, he's. I know who that is.
Yeah.
He just recently passed.
My grandfather.
Yeah. Hmm.
But you want to name it after General Cavazos, who nobody knows who he is.
I don't know that.
Other than people who care about race.
Yeah,
he's
got to have the
Hispanic general. Benavidez is a
Hispanic
double.
Too.
Medal of Honor winner. I'd rather have my installation named after that than somebody that, just because he's Hispanic and he made general. Yeah. That shouldn't be celebrated. That should be expected of any officer.
But we have a certain amount of time left and before the millennials take over.
And we have a certain amount of time before the show is over. Father John, tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
Oh, you go to the website, slparish.com. We got all kinds of things going on. We got something coming up on September 24th, the double... we have Jason Everett's coming to give us a talk on gender and purity, starting from 6 to 9:30. It's also a ticketed event. Please go to our website and find all those things. We got lots of sinners at St. Luke, so you're all welcome.
Christine, talk to me. What do you got?
I have a phone number, 737-234-0196. If you have troubles with the IRS or you're a small business owner and need some help getting things set up, talk to me. I'd love to help you out.
Thank you. Josh?
Syntax Tactical, 2122 West Veterans Avenue. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 5. If you have any questions, tactical or armor, you just don't know and need to talk to somebody, I'm there every day.
So. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to serve. It's a pleasure and honor to serve, especially with these well-seasoned oaks that I've got here. It's fantastic. We're going to take a break. If you want to listen to this program again, it should be up by, I don't know, Monday on aaronsgunshop.com. It'll be on a podcast shortly after that.
And it's always on Facebook at the time.
Yes, Facebook. Go to Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Watch us, listen to us, whatever you got to do. Shelby, thank you for what you do. Listeners, people who are emailing, texting, the whole works. We'll be back next week. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry. Thank you.